following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School Spring Sports, presented by Clay Power Sports, Delhalla's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
It's the last week of March, and the big dance is being played out on the hardwood with the Sweet 16 tipping off tonight. But that's not the only show in town when it comes to sports, because high school softball's in full swing here in the Upper Cumberland. And to end the month and head into spring break, the 3-4 Clay County Lady Bulldogs, led by second-year head coach Homer Daly, welcome in the 7-2 Coopville Lady Cavaliers and head coach Jordan Webb for a David versus Goliath type matchup. We've got our own version of March Madness here tonight as the single A team from Salina takes on the 4A team from Coopville in a classic small school versus big school battle right here on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog softball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Spring.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
State Farm and Local Insurance Agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there. Offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Baxter Flooring, specializing in all types of floor coverings, custom tile showers, and more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's matchup, and much more as we get ready for Lady Bulldog softball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show for the Horizon Sports Network's third Clay County Spring Sports broadcast and our second night of calling softball here on the network. We're again sitting comfortable in the softball press box looking down on Richard Boswell Memorial Field. I'm Thomas Weaver, and I'm happy to be here to continue our coverage of the Lady Dawgs on the diamond. After having a great debut week last week, where we witnessed a walk-off win by Clay County Softball the last time we covered them. I'm also fortunate to be sitting alongside a pair of guys who are full of spring sports knowledge, one being Clay County Sports Hall of Famer and longtime former official, coach, and supporter of all things Clay County sports, Doug Strong.
Good to be here again. We love it.
And our resident icon of the industry, 40-year Upper Cumberland veteran broadcasting legend, Craig Cantrell. He's going to be here with us all season long, Craig.
Great to be here again. Like Doug said, we love it. It's going to be a good, a fun night, I believe.
I think so. And, you know, this is a matchup that you've probably seen in your day many, many times, the classic big schools versus small school or city versus county, however you want to frame it. Clay County's going to have their hands full with the Cookeville team here today. But as we've seen, Craig, these Lady Dawgs are up for the challenge.
Oh, yeah. They're going to come out and give everything they've got here today because it's a game and it's high school kids playing the game. You never know what's going to happen. And the thing about this, when you look at softball, baseball, any kind of the spring sports, one error can change everything. You know, you get the right error at the right time, and games can just turn completely around. And that's what can happen in one big play. You make a play that you're not supposed to make. You make a catch in the outfield or a dive and stab at shortstop, something like that. And one play can make a big difference. And that's what Clay County's looking for tonight, just getting that one play that can get them to the point where they can knock off this Cavalier team.
Yeah, and Doug, you look at matchups like this and you always think, hey, we've got to play our best game to stay in this one and have a chance. What's Clay County got to kind of do here coming into this one? Without giving it away, we'll do the keys to the game segment later on. But
just solid defense, that's number one. When you're playing a bigger school, normally they got athletes at every position. So just a good solid defensive game, that'll keep you in the game.
It's going to be a good one, folks, but we wouldn't be here saddled up, ready to go without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. And as always, we want to thank them and give a special shout-out to Clay Power Sports and owner Eli Schmucker and all the guys down there below the Cumberland River Bridge here in Salina. Craig, we've got a long list of these guys, and Clay Power Sports stepped up to be the presenting sponsor. And, you know, we couldn't do it without them.
Oh, no, we appreciate everybody that supports Clay County sports. And I love the way the entire community gets behind Clay County in every sport. It's not just a couple of sports that they back. It's everything. That just shows you the tradition and pride that runs deep here in Clay County, and we are super grateful to our sponsors. Go out and let them know that we appreciate them carrying these games to you, because without them, we couldn't be here. So they're the gas and the engine of this machine that we're running here tonight.
They make it go. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper. Had a big edition this week, special section wrapping up the basketball season, commemorating the Lady Bulldogs' run to the state tournament. We hope folks will pick up a copy of that one this week and next week's paper for coverage of tonight's games. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
For 105 years, Macon Bank and Trust Company has supported you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1990. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. We're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Holla Horizon recap segment. The headline this week read, Home Victories Highlight Week on the Diamond. And the story talked about how the Lady Dogs were 3-3 overall and 2-1 in District 7A play, heading into action Monday night at Upperman, which was the same night the paper went to press. They did fall 0-8 to the Lady Bees to drop below 500 at 3-4 coming into the night. But they also claimed back-to-back league victories to start last week. The Lady Dogs disposed of Pickett County by scoring 19-5 in three innings and walked off a 4-3 victory over Red Bull and Springs that we called here on the Horizon Sports Network before falling 0-10 to Gordonsville, which is the 17th-ranked team in the country, according to Max Preps. Yeah, not the state, the country. Against Pickett County, sophomore Reagan Cherry led Clay County at the plate and pitched two innings, allowing no hits and recording five strikeouts. Against Red Bull Springs, freshman Darcy Smith singled in the bottom of the seventh inning to score sophomore Kaylee Brown for the walk-off win. Sophomore Baylor Walden also pitched the entire contest, recorded 11 Ks, and retired 9 out of the last 10 Red Bull Springs batters to secure the district win. The Lady Dogs then had their hands full with Gordonsville, but they played even with the highly touted Tigerettes through 2.5 innings. Gordonsville then rang off three runs in the bottom of the third, four in the fourth, and went on to win it in six innings. Clay County's lone hit in the contest against UT commit Kaylee Plumley came from Darcy Smith, who broke up the no-hitter in the top of the fifth with a single. At Upperman, it remained scoreless until the Lady Bees posted three in the bottom of the fourth, two more in the fifth, and a trio in the sixth to complete the shutout. There, junior Jade Walker had the only Lady Bulldog hit, while Walden went the distance in the circle with six strikeouts. Craig, one of those weeks for Clay County, after doing really well, getting two district wins, they just hit a gauntlet here in non-conference action.
When you were talking about that, what really jumped out to me, you're talking about Gordonsville, who's the number 17th ranked team in the country. Like you said, that's not Tennessee. That's in the country as a single-A softball team. That's impressive just to be mentioned in the same name with some of the teams they're mentioned with. Then you got Upperman, who's a perennial power in double-A softball all the time. They're always going to be competing for region bursts, state tournament bursts, and all kinds of things. But the big thing I noticed there, the most runs that Clay County gave up in an inning, only four.
Right.
And that's not letting a team just come out and just have a 7, 8, 9 run inning. That shows me that they just kind of dug down and they made big plays when they need to. If you can hold teams to that and not give up those big innings, you're always going to stay in a game.
Yeah, you are. And, Doug, you know, that Gordonsville game, Clay County really battled in that one. You know, I think Coach Daly was pretty happy with her, you know, not to say he was happy with the loss, but the effort, the mentality they had going up against Plumley.
Well, and the schedule, you know, like I said, it's hit the gauntlet, and you started with them, and that's who you got to compete with, district level, region level, and all that. And they're solid. I mean, they're in Clay County, like I said, played with them. They're one of two teams that has played Gordonsville 7 innings.
Okay.
So that's pretty impressive. That's what Coach Daddy told me earlier. So most teams don't get to play 7 innings with them.
Yeah.
He felt if they hadn't made a few mistakes, that game's a 4-0, 5-0 game, which is really good with the young team we've got.
Right. So. Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of this week's paper for all the details. That was just a summary I went through in the story. And we ask you to stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Cookeville here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Tri-County Electric will be utilizing text messaging as part of our outage management system. We now have the ability to text to share known outages with members. We automatically include all members we have a cell phone number for, so please make sure your phone number is updated. Members can opt out at any time. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Exteriors Girls District 7A update. We've talked about the Tigerettes of Gordonsville. They're leading the league, of course. They're 12-3 overall, 4-0 in the conference. They beat Clark Range twice, Red Bull Springs, and Clay County, guys. We've talked about them enough, I think. But they're at the top, waiting for somebody just to come and knock them off. And we hope that's Clay County, 3-4. Overall, 2-1 in the league. We beat Pickett County and Red Bowling Springs and lost to Gordonsville. Like I say, we've got Red Bowling to kind of contend with. Other than that, Doug, we want to finish as at number two. You know, who's to say we can't split with Gordonsville?
Yeah. Well, that's it. You're playing position in your districts. The 1-2 slot's where you got to be, whether it be the 1 or 2. That way you're opposite of each other. You know, you make it into region play when you – if Gordonsville the 1 or the 2, and we're the 1 or the 2, and you meet and see them again, it's not an elimination game.
Yeah.
It's still an advanced game.
Sure.
And then you wouldn't see them again until the state tournament after that. So that's why it's key to get those slots. You got to be a 1 or a 2.
Red Bull Springs is currently sitting in third behind Clay County. I've got them at 1-4, 1-2. I will say, put an asterisk beside that, information hard to find. I was just adding basically the Clay County loss to what we had the last time. They were here when we talked to their coaches. They beat Pickett County, lost to Clay County, and Gordonsville Craig. But we saw a really close, even ball game between Clay County and Red Bowling Springs. That one's going to be a battle just down the road when it happens.
Yeah, and I think Doug hit on a good thing when he was just sitting there talking about the schedule, coming back to play them right after spring break. And that you don't know what the practice schedule, everything will change a little bit because of spring break, because I'm sure they're going to take several days off to get ready. So that's one that it's almost like starting the season again after that much time off. So that's one that you look at and you think, no, that's a pitcher that's going to throw slow. That'll probably help them by coming off of a little break. So that's just something you don't know about. There's unknowns that come along with sports, and that's one of them coming off a long layoff.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one. At the bottom of the league, just like it was the last time we did this segment, guys, not much information. Do know Pickett County lost to Clay County and Red Bull Springs so far. Clark Range lost to a doubleheader to Gordonsville, so I've got them both at 0-2. Not sure what their overall records are, but, you know, those are games that Clay County's got to take care of business. So far, they have dug and beaten Pickett County. Haven't seen Clark Range yet.
It's hard to prepare when you feel you should beat them, and that's what Clay County feels when they play those, not downing them for that.
Right.
But it's hard with that mindset sometimes to play like you need to play. So they're all tough games, so you got to be ready.
It's District 7A, like Kevin said, in any sport, when it comes to girls, it's going to be tough. This Girls 7A update has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding,
Roof, Metal, and More, they are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We got about 3 minutes till, Doug. According to game time, we're supposed to start at 5:30, so we better just move right into the keys of the game. Our last thoughts before first pitch, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Doug, I know you talked to both coaches, or actually you talked to Coach Homer Daly, I know. What's his thoughts heading
well,
into this
just, one? You know, part of the tough schedule, you know. He commented the only single-A teams on his schedule is his district games. Everything else is bigger schools. He wants to see just a solid defensive effort for seven innings. You know, he said that's where they've been lacking, playing good, but, you know, they've had some errors in some innings. He wants a full seven. He feels pretty confident that they'll be competitive if they do that.
Craig, like I said before, you've seen matchups like this before over your four decades of calling softball and all the sports. And, you know, Clay County's coming into this one. We talked about it. I don't think they're scared of anybody.
No, they're not going to back up an inch, Clay County's not. But the key, I think, too, is a good start. If you can come out and get an inning here, get them out, and without giving up a run early and just get off to a good start, especially defensively, everything will work better because that just the start sometimes can set the tone for the entire game.
Yeah, we know they've got some talent. Also, a few players that have signed to play at the next level.
Yeah, we'll talk about that as the game goes along. But they've got four in the national anthem.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Following the national anthem, we just wrapped up the keys to the game. They were brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer. Got tongue-tied there, Craig. Hope you don't get that way during the Subway starting lineups.
It happens sometimes. It is time to wrap up the CarQuest pregame show with the Subway starting lineups for tonight's game, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon at Subway. Let's look at the defense for Clay County as they'll be out there first defensively. Coach Homer Daly in the circle. Baylor Walden game to start tonight for the Lady Bulldogs. She wears number 23 for Clay County. Catching, number 11, Halen Garrison behind the plate for the Lady Bulldogs defensively. At first base will be number 15, Jade Walker. At second base is number 4, Kaylee Brown. At shortstop, number 81, Reagan Cherry. And at third base, number 24, Darcy Smith, the starting infield for Clay County. In the outfield and left field is number 5, Avery Davis. In the center field, number 18, Jenna Thompson. And in right field is number 26, Emma Wicks, the starting outfield for Clay County, dressed in the black with the pinstripes of gold on the softball uniforms. Now, Cookeville, the Cavaliers are coached by Coach Jordan Webb. He's been there 13 seasons as the head coach. He was an assistant coach under Coach Williams down there for several years before that, and they will start a batting order like this. Number 7, Julie Martin will lead off. Number 11, Katie Presley in the two spot. Number 16, Kylie Kleppen hitting third, due up here in this first inning. Then Kirkland Moores, Layla Turner, Ella Dudney, Callie Webb, Madison Lancaster, and Gabby Romero, the batting order for Cookeville, as they will be dressed in the red softball jerseys, the gray softball pants, and that is the Subway starting lineups. They've been brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. As you talked about, Thomas, Julie Martin leading off here, and they do have four that have committed as we go along. She might have the biggest name school to commit, and she's going to stay right there in Cookeville. She's going to play at Tennessee Tech next year, center field. Don't know if that's where she'll stay in college, but I look forward to seeing her ranging the outfield, see how her defense is in center field.
Yeah, you have to think she's a really great athlete to have that kind of an offer to play at her hometown school at the next level and to be a leadoff for this Cookeville Lady Cavalier team, Doug.
Yeah, it's pretty sure she's a good athlete because she looks like she's got some speed there, too.
First pitch from Walden misses away for ball one, and you see right off the first pitch that Julie Martin looks to be one of those slap bunters, and that left-handed batter's box, that's the perfect space to do that as Darcy Smith scoots it a little bit at third base down the left field line. That one catches the outside part of the plate on a good pitch for call strike one to even the count at 1-1. Looked like Martin may have been taking that time just to see a couple more pitches from Walden. Baylor rolling the ball on her right hip, the 1-1 delivery. That one just misses low for ball two.
You're talking about Walden, Craig. You know, she started five out of the seven games for Clay County and pitching really well so far, Doug.
Yeah, that's one thing about her as well. She's going to be around the plate, make you have to make some decisions up there, and that's what you want.
Pretty pitch there, catching the outside part of the strike zone at the knees as Martin didn't attempt to make contact with that one, and it'll be a 2-2 count now on the pitch from Baylor Walden. 2-2 delivery. This one going to be slowly rolled back to Walden. Going to be a tough play and didn't get it clean, and it's going to be a runner at first base now for Cookeville on that little almost a type of a bunt play there, just laying that one softly down right in front of the plate.
Yeah, that took some touch right there. No roll to it once it hit the dirt.
Yeah, and that's one thing speed does for you, too. You didn't play, and it didn't. It's kind of a dead ball when it come off her bat.
Don't know if she'd even got it cleanly, it would have been able to get the out, so I'll call that a hit right there for Cookeville. Squares the bunt here. They'll take the runner, goes, throw down to second. Good throw, but in safely is going to be Julie Martin, and we talked about the possibility of speed, and I think she showed that right there, getting that one by a couple of steps on a good throw from Garrison.
Yeah, Garrison, great job. I don't know if you can do it any better online, on time, but not in time.
And on the other end, Reagan Cherry applying a good tag, but she was already standing there. The pitch was a ball, so the 1-0 pitch from Walden. That one catches the top part of the strike zone for strike one to even the count at 1-1.
You know, back to Walden, she's through 35 innings, guys. She got 44 strikeouts in that. So that's a pretty good percentage, Doug.
Well, and you look at the competition, too. It's not against just the average teams. It's against good quality teams. They're very impressive.
That one bounces in. Good job there by Halen Garrison keeping that at the plate, because if it gets any distance away, you know Martin's going. She's taking a big lead out there each time she gets a chance to even look at trying to go to third base. 2-1 pitch from Walden. A little change up there. Catches the top part of the strike zone to even the count. No, it's a ball. He said it did not catch the strike zone, so it's 3-1 to Katie Presley. Presley, the right-handed hitter, plays shortstop for Cookeville. 3-1 delivery. One misses high for ball four. So runners at first and second for the Lady Cavaliers with nobody out.
They look very patient up there.
They do. I mean, I don't know how you lay off those last two, just to be honest with you. Of course, I guess they look a little different. I got to get my eye in, Doug.
They look pretty good. That shows you the quality batters they got. They're laying off that.
Kylie Kleppen now the batter. She's at third base defensively. Pops this one up in the air. Foul ground. First base. Thompson will come over and make the play that is Jade Walker. The pop-up to first base to Jade Walker for out number one. That's a big out right there, just getting that on the pop-up, not allowing the runners to have a chance to advance.
Yeah, still got the force in play here on a ground ball. So you're right, big out for Clay County.
Yeah, huge out right there.
Kirkland Moore's the batter now for Cookeville. First pitch to Moore, swing and a miss on a big cut. You talked about those high strikes looking good, and I think that's what happened right there. She just couldn't lay off of.
Yeah, those pitches come in there kind of eye level. They're hard to lay off of. Baylor's good at working that zone.
And that could have been one of her little touch of a changeup there too, guys. Not as much heat on that one.
Oh, one pitch. Good pitch again. Strike two. And I think, talking about seeing it that way, softball, the way it comes up at you, it kind of looks even better. You know,
sure.
The hitter just standing there trying to swing at those. 0-2 to Kirkland Moores. This one fouled in the net down the right side. Kylie Kleppen, she was first pitch swinging, but she's another one of those commits, the one that just popped out a moment ago. She's going to Shawnee Community College in Illinois. So two of their first three college commits already signed. They're not just commits. They have signed letters of intent to play at university. This one hit well down the left field line, but that's foul and out of play, and the count stays 0-2.
See Walden kind of working the batter, you know, a little out ahead of that one, Doug, and the last one she was a little late on, so could be a change in speed.
Yeah, and she does that well, and that's showing tonight.
Oh, got her looking.
Nice pitch right there.
Throws her at the knees on that one on the inside part of the plate. That's a big-time pitch right there by Baylor Walden, and Moores had no chance on that one. Just throws her there to get the first strikeout and out number two.
Yeah, we talked about it coming in, guys. You know, we've got two on base, Clay County battling back, getting the last two outs. You know, this young team just, I don't know, they got a short memory.
Layla Turner with a swing on a pitch that may have been outside to help out the pitcher a little bit. Count goes 0-1 to the first baseman, batting left-handed for Cookeville. That's the thing about these left-handed batters, too. If they can punch one down that left side, it's trouble, and that's what Walden's trying to avoid is that one misses away for ball one. But that puts a lot of pressure on third base and left field and shortstop, doesn't it?
It does. That puts them in play every pitch when you do that.
1-1 pitch from Walden. Just misses for ball two. Oh, that one looked close right there.
She's definitely around the plate. Definitely everything's close.
And you're kind of learning the umpire, too, as this goes along, aren't you? So that's what these pitchers are going to try to do, the 2-1 delivery. This one hitting the air and foul ground to even the count at 2-2. So it's kind of a feeling out process for the umpire and pitcher both.
Yeah, and that's one thing you just teach them. You know, you find the zone that the umpire's going to call, and that's where you got to be. They're not adjusting to you. You're adjusting to them.
Yes.
Baylor's done a good job finding those spots.
Runners will be on the move here with the 2-2 pitch from Baylor Walden with two away here in the top of the first. This one hitting the air and foul ground. Smith has a chance, but it's just over the fence, not by a foot out of play as Darcy Smith settled under it, but just drifted over in the concrete here at Clay County High School.
Yeah, that fence, you know, is where you could reach over it, and that's an out.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's a little shorter, play.
Yeah.
2-2 count to Layla Turner. No score here in the top of the first inning. Cookeville here at Clay County. 2-2 delivery from Walden. Swing and a miss for strike three. Big-time comeback right there by Baylor Walden. Gives up a single and a walk, then retires three in a row, the last two by way of the strikeout. We're through half an inning. Clay County coming up to bat when we come back to Clay County High School.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
with Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Clay County Lady Bulldog Softball, being presented by Clay Power Sports here on the Horizon Sports Network. Scoreless top of the first as Baylor Walden strikes out the last two, Craig, to keep this a scoreless game.
Big comeback there after giving up a couple of base runners to start off the game. Now Reagan Cherry leading off. First pitch to Cherry, going to miss low for ball one, is in the circle. For Cookeville is Ella Dudney. For the Lady Cavaliers, catching is Addie Womack. She's the flex player, is the designated player bats for Womack behind the plate. At your battery here as the 1-0 pitch. This one hit off the hands and foul ground. That's going to be out of play to even the count at 1-1. Around the infield for Cookeville at first base, Layla Turner. At second base is Gabby Romero. At shortstop, Katie Presley. And at third base, Kylie Kleppen for the Lady Cavaliers. In the outfield, in left field is Callie Webb. In center field is Julie Martin. And in right field is Kirkland Moores as the 1-1 pitch misses low for ball two. And Clay County, you talked about him seeing the pitcher from Gordonsville. UT commit, already ready to go up UT. You're not going to see anybody throw any harder than that, so that's got to get them ready a little bit here for this.
Oh, you definitely. I mean, that's as good as you're going to see top of the line. You may have one comparable, but they've seen as good as they're going to see.
Strike there evens the count at 2-2. So like Coach Daly was talking about, you get better by having to work, and that's what this team is doing. That one catches the outside part of the plate for call, strike three. A little bit of a change there, a little off-speed breaking away. And you talk about her warm-ups, that ball does have movement,
yeah,
doesn't it?
She really has a lot of movement on her. And that's hard to pick that up when the ball moves like she's got it.
Jenna Thompson to bat now for Clay County. Due up after her, Baylor Walden leading off for the Lady Bulldogs. As Thompson steps in there with one away. This one grounded slowly down the left side, but in foul ground. So the count goes 0-1. Thompson plays center field for Clay County. Coach Homer Daly down the third base coaching box. Slaver Walden over in the first base box for Clay County. 0-1 pitch. Misses high away for ball one. Evens the count at 1-1. Center field playing very close in. They have confidence in their pitcher here as she's only about 25 feet off the dirt. This one hit straight back foul to take the count 1-2. They say if you foul it straight back, you're not far away from the center of the ball.
You're usually on it. And she had good cuts on both her swings. That first one pulled it foul. She looked like she tuned into her pretty good.
1-2 pitch here from Dudney. This one grounded down the first base line. Stays fair. Good pickup there by Layla Turner, who just stepped on the bag for the ground out for out number two there to first base.
Craig, I want to remind our listeners, we always try to give something away each broadcast. You can have a chance to be drawn for a free Del Hala Horizon newspaper subscription. All you have to do is share this broadcast, folks. Go hit the share button at the bottom of your feed. Share the live feed for us and have a chance to go in for a drawing for a free Del Hala Horizon newspaper subscription. Our winner from our last broadcast was Miss Lindsay Brown. So, Lindsay, if you're listening, all you have to do is send an email to info@delhalahorizon.com to claim your free subscription.
Little change up the first pitch from Dudney to Walden to get called strike one. Then the ball to even the count at 1-1 is two outs now. This one's going to be fouled straight back into the net to take the count 1-2.
She's really good locating the pitcher here. I mean, she's working all parts of the plate, changing speeds well. She's going to be tough to handle.
1-2 delivery from Dudney. Little change up there, grounded right back to her. Field cleanly on her right side, throws over to Turner. So a 1-2-3 innings, a couple of ground outs to end the inning after a strike to start the game off, and we're through one complete. No score here at Clay County High School.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog softball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. We've talked about them every broadcast, but we can't thank Eli and all the crew from Clay Power Sports enough for being our presenting sponsor. And folks, if you haven't done it yet, go down and see them below the Cumberland River Bridge in Salina. They've got it all when it comes to work or play, mowers, all their power type equipment, UTVs, side-by-sides, boats. Doug, you name it, they got it.
Hey, coming by just to the game today, I just looked over down there. They got so much inventory, you can't get in their parking lot
right now. That's right.
Cook will up to bat for the second time as we move to the top of the second inning. The first pitch to Ella Dudney is going to miss away for ball one. The 6, 7, 8 batters due up for Cookville. Ella Dudney, the pitcher, Callie Webb, the left fielder, and Madison Lancaster, the designated player. That one misses inside for ball two to take the count 2-0. Out to Dudney, batting left-handed, the third left-handed hitter in the first six for Cookville. 2-0 pitch from Walden, swing and a miss for strike one.
Yeah, pitcher versus pitcher right here. And, you know, it seems like they both try to challenge each other when it happens, Doug.
And you usually do. You know, that's a battle within the battle.
Nope.
This one grounded up the middle for a base hit just to the left of the shortstop, Cherry, on a solid hit by Ella Dudney right back up the middle to get the first hit of the inning, put the leadoff batter on with nobody out here in the second.
That was a good pitch by Walden there, low and out of the zone, and a good piece of hitting by Dudney to put it in play, Doug.
Excellent. And one thing, this Cobble team so far we've seen, they don't swing at bad pitches.
You're right.
You know, they get one they like and they swing, other than that, they're looking at it. So they're very disciplined, well-coached, disciplined team.
Courtesy runner in there for Cookville. We'll catch that as we can. They'll run for the pitcher again. One thing, they ought to have a rule to have numbers on the front to help out people a little bit. But that one's not there. And
Clay County's got them.
Yes, they
do. With this uniform.
Hey, Cookville does too.
Oh, do they? Okay, well, they're just not turned where they can see.
It's small.
Oh, okay.
It's small if they've got one.
Yeah, they do.
Just ain't gonna help us that girl on first.
No,
she's out there for us. Number six on first.
Number six. That is Cadence York. A little slap bunt going down the left side. Going to be in foul ground for strike one to even the count at 1-1. So Cadence York, there she turned up to see the number on the back of the jersey, and it's 1-1. So York running for the pitcher, Ella Dudney. York way in the back of the batter's box. That left foot standing right next to the chalk. Runner goes. And it's going to be a stolen base for Ella Dudney. The pitch was a strike to take the count 1-2, but a runner in scoring position now for Webb.
Yeah, just a good jump right there. Garrison had no chance and, safely held it.
Well, it looked like an off-speed pitch, too. That looked like maybe a curveball right there. So it's coming there a little slower, and they took advantage of that.
1-2 pitch here from Walden. Again, attempted the slap bunt. She'll strike out. Big out right there. She offered toward that one, didn't check the swing, and swung at the one out of the strike zone. It's going to be out number one on the strikeout, third strikeout of the game for Baylor Walden. Madison Lancaster, the batter now. She's going to play down at Cumberland University in Lebanon. First pitch to Lancaster right down the middle for strike one. She's the designated player, so if she's signed to play at Cumberland and hitting for Womack, you'd think there's a lot of pop in her bat here.
You would think. Usually they're not hitting, just hitting for no reason.
Big cut right there with one up around the numbers to take the count 0-2.
It's just the opposite for this Cavalier, Lady Cavalier batter. She's all the way up in the box.
0-2 pitch. Oh, that one gets away. Runner's going to advance as it got underneath the glove of Garrison. That lets Dudney, or rather lets York, the courtesy runner, move down to third base. So a runner at third now for Cookeville. The pitch was a ball. Take the count 1-2. One, two pitch from Walden. This one popped foul straight over the press box, and the count stays 1-2.
And runner in scoring position, just one out here, guys. You had to think solid contact. They're going to try to lift this one in there.
Yeah. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. Big strike out there by Walden. That could be a huge play right there, coming back to get the strikeout.
Yeah, that looked like a good changeup coming there. It's definitely an off-speeder.
Gabby Romero now the batter for Cookeville. She plays second base, the number 9 hitter for the Lady Cavaliers. First pitch to Romero. Check swing, and she does check the swing for ball one. The thing about that is with the umpire out in left field almost, it's only the home plate umpire's call on that check swing.
Yeah, he can't get much help right there.
She didn't check the swing that time as she tried, and the count goes 1-1 to Romero. So a couple of kind of indecisive swings right now has put the count 1-1. That's a cut there, but doesn't make contact, and the count goes 1-2.
Yeah. Butter's doing a real job mixing stuff up right here, too, getting them a little off balance.
Walden steps back on the pitching rubber. 1-2 delivery. This one grounded to short. Cherry up with it. The throw across the diamond is going to be out. Number 3 on the throw to first base to Jade Walker. And that, again, Baylor Walden gives up a single to start the game. She strikes out 2, then the ground out to Reagan Cherry at shortstop. 3 in a row retired, and we're through 1.5. No score here in Salina.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details. Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog softball being presented by Clay Power Sports. Baylor Walden just digging deep and getting out of that one, guys. Runner in scoring position with one out, and Clay County comes into the bottom of the second with a chance to score the first run in this one.
That's two straight innings. You know, getting a little bit of trouble. She worked her way out of it. Can't ask for no better.
It's a battle, and that's what you want. And Clay County up to bat, Kaylee Brown, Darcy Smith, and Jade Walker due up, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters for the Lady Bulldogs. First pitch will be low for ball one to Kaylee Brown. Brown plays second base for Clay County. This one's going to be hit on the left side. Smith having to get out of the way there in the on-deck circle, and the count evens up at 1-1. Well, that's kind of something that's went away with everything else from the old days. The on-deck circle just gone, isn't it?
In softball especially, usually they're real tight, and they want you back away and all that, so...
1-1 delivery bounces in there for ball two to take the count 2-1. Ella Dudney in the circle for Cookeville. Addie Womack behind the plate for the Lady Cavaliers. Brown stepping back in. 2-1 pitch. Checks her swing and doesn't go. Count goes 3-1 on the high pitch.
Some real good discipline this plate right there. It's hard to lay off of when they're up, like I said, eye level.
Yeah.
And she's done a good job of watching those.
Looks like a beach ball coming in, doesn't it? 3-1 pitch from Dudney. This one check swing. That's going to be trouble. The shortstop going out will get – oh, dropped it. Dropped by the shortstop as getting there was Katie Presley on the grass just outside the dirt infield, but it bounced off the heel of her glove, so Kaylee Brown will reach on an error on the Cookeville shortstop.
Really good job tracking that ball. Just, like I said, he got the heel of her glove and just popped out. And if she tracked that well and got to it, I didn't think she'd ever get to it.
No. The sun could have been a factor,
yeah,
too, because he was looking right over toward the sun. First base run of the day is Darcy Smith with a big cut in her first plate appearance. But first base run of the day for Clay County is going to be Kaylee Brown. Smith stepping back in. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss there on a changeup. A little off speed there from Ella Dudney.
She's really good at just mixing stuff up. She's done a real good job of that.
That's kind of her reading the batter. She saw the aggressive swing,
yep,
of Smith and then changed it up on her. And there's a swinging strike for out number one here in the inning. Strikeout number two on the day for Ella Dudney. Jade Walker, the batter now for Clay County, hitting the left-handed batter's box. Walker steps in to face Dudney for the first time. Third baseman crowding in. That misses away for ball one. Cookeville thinking they're going to try to bunt the ball down the third baseline. As creeping up the line is Kylie Kleppen. One old pitch. This one hit the air on the right side. First baseman may have a play. Nope, hits on top of the Cookeville dugout for strike one. Been several of them just out of the reach of fielders here so far on foul balls. Walker steps back in. 1-1 pitch misses way outside for ball two. So 2-1 to Clay County. Cookeville competes in a 3A district. This one fouled off the foot of Walker at the plate there. Looks like it caught just the side of the foot coming out there. Takes the count 2-2.
Got a good little battle going right here.
You do.
He's fouled off some good pitches.
You know, Walker, all-district player from last year, one of the more senior-type players. He's just a junior, guys, but one of the more experienced players on this team as far as high school softball goes.
This one hitting foul ground on the right side, and Layla Turner will make the backhand grab in foul territory to catch out number two here in the second inning. And Halen Garrison will be the batter now for Clay County.
You mentioned a class 3A. It's actually four at this point. You know, Cookeville is one of the largest schools in the state. And with four classes now in softball, baseball, and basketball, et cetera, there may be some more. but they're 4A.
That's true. I was saying that to lead up to the district they play in. We'll talk about that after this 1-0 pitch. 1-0 delivery, swing and a miss to even the count, strike one. But there was Smyrna, Stewart's Creek, Lebanon, Wilson Central, and Laverne. So you look at it, the toughest thing I see about that is they're the farthest away from everybody. Everybody else is kind of within a 30-mile radius down there around Murfreesboro or in Wilson County. That one misses high for ball two, but Cookeville's got to go 70 miles at least every time they play a district game on the road.
And it's about like that in every sport, you know, with Cookeville, but just because of, you know, the larger school in the upper Cumberland, and the rest of them are closer to the larger metro areas as far as the 4A's and the 6A football teams.
Turner's got a chance to make another play in foul ground, but that one, the fence kind of made her back away from it a little bit, and that's going to drop in foul ground to take the count 2-2.
That son may have played a little right there, too. Look, she lost a little right there at the end. And you're looking right into it on that play.
2-2 pitch coming up from Ella Dudney. That one bounces in. Runner going to be caught between first and second. They've got her in a rundown, but diving back safely is going to be Kaylee Brown.
Good job by Brown right there getting back and getting down to avoid the tag. Good job by the freshman Garrison right here battling into a full count.
Yeah, 3-2 now to Halen Garrison. That's a tough play, though, that rundown, especially with two outs. You're going, so the aggressiveness says go, but then she's able to get back, and that's just heads-up base running.
That is good base running right there.
3-2 pitch from Dudney. Garrison pops this one in foul ground. Will it get out of play? It will, as it's a great effort by Kylie Kleppen coming all the way down. She's a couple of steps away from making that catch right there.
Yeah, she covered some ground right there coming from third. Of course, she's playing in some, but that's still. She come 40 feet or better to get to that.
And it wasn't that high. 3-2 pitch from Dudney. This one hit on the left side. Kleppen's going after that one again, trying the over-the-shoulder catch, but doesn't make it. It'll drop in foul ground.
Got another good battle going right here now. This Clay County bunch is battling. Solid pitcher, and they're just battling.
They're taking the challenge, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. You love that as a coach in a young team, them taking that challenge to heart and going after it.
Halen Garrison trying to keep this inning going. 3-2 pitch. This one hit on the left side. That one's going to be a chance to play that one for Kleppen. She'll make the catch. The Shawnee Community College finally gets to that one, popped up on her side. That's going to be a pop out to third base for out number three. So they give up an error. Clay County strands a runner. We're through two complete. No score here at Clay County High School.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network. We're for Clay County Lady Bulldog softball being presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County and Cookeville are scoreless here heading into the third inning. Here's your Lady Dog recap brought to you by State Farm. Not a whole lot going in this one as far as offensive action. Two hits in the ballgame, both by Cookeville. One in the top of the first, and then Baylor Walden kind of dug out of trouble to retire the side. And the same thing happened in the top of the second as Cookeville had a base runner on third with one out in the inning. Walden recording two strikeouts to retire the side there and keep this one scoreless. Kaylee Brown just reached base on an error in the bottom of the second for Clay County and then got stranded as the pitcher for Cookeville. Dudney doing a great job, as is Walden. Almost a pitcher's duel at this point as Clay County and Cookeville, it's all even at zero. This Lady Dog recount's been brought to you by State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more at 206 Dow Avenue on the Squire in Salina, Craig.
Back to the top of the order for the Cookeville Lady Cavaliers as they'll see Walden the second time through. Julie Martin to lead off as she singled, stole a base, and her first play appearance was stranded at second base for Cookeville. First pitch to Martin. Again, that attempting that slap bunt, but doesn't swing at that one. The count 1-0.
Hey, a quick baseball update. Clay County and Livingston Academy at the end of 3-2 nothing Livingston.
Another Clay County team battling with a larger school there, guys.
That one catches the outside part of the plate on a good pitch from Baylor Walden to even the count at 1-1.
We'll see that other matchup later in the season. That's one we got picked out to call here on the Horizon Sports Network. The Dogs versus Hawkeye.
The 1-1 pitch. Going to be punched down the left side. Smith comes up with it. Throws high, though, to first. It gets over the head of Walker, and they're going to – it's going to go actually into the dugout, I believe, and it's going to award second base to Julie Martin, her second hit of the day.
And that's the toughness of that slap hitter. It speeds you up because you ain't got a lot of time, and just let the ball kind of get away right there.
Yeah, and I think you're right, Doug. Just, you know – knew it was going to take a perfect play and a quick throw to get it, and that's what caused it.
Katie Presley, the batter now. That one misses high for ball one. Actually, it was an error on the play that put her on first base, a throwing error. So then the throw getting out of play moves the runner into scoring position for Katie Presley. That one just misses high for ball two. Third straight inning. Cookville's got the leadoff batter on. Walden's been able to keep them from scoring so far, and she's got to battle back now with the runner starting in scoring position, though, with nobody out.
Yeah, I think she might be almost more comfortable putting the first one on.
That could be. That one misses low. Good job by Garrison keeping that one in front of her to hold Martin.
Definitely hadn't seemed to bother her tonight.
No, it hasn't at all.
She just buried down and come back and got him.
3-0 count to Katie Presley, the shortstop for Cookville. That one misses high for ball four. The situation, that might not be a terrible thing because now you get a force at any base to help out your defense.
Yeah, it makes that play a little easier when you got the force everywhere. When you feel that you got some options.
Yeah, and that's a rare thing right there, guys. Only the 14th walk that Walden has given up on the season. So, you know.
That's pretty impressive.
It is.
This is the eighth game. That's very impressive. Kylie Kleppen, the batter now. This one lines sharply straight up the middle for a base hit. Runner will come around third and score as Martin comes in to score on the RBI single by Kylie Kleppen on her first hit of the day.
And that's the first real solid pull type, and it went right up the middle contact we've seen out of Cookville. We've seen the slaps, Doug, and the quick bunts and the opposite direction hits, but that one kind of turned on.
Well, you've seen that throw at that speed, too. You know, then it set up, and then that one, like I said, she turned on and hit it.
Moore pops this one up in the air and foul ground. That gets in the crowd and falls for strike one. So 0-1 to Kirkland Moores. Cookville on the board first now as they lead 1-0 here in the top of the third inning here at Clay County High School. A 1 pitch from Walden. Catches the outside part of the plate for call. Strike two. The runner going to take second as no throw with the runner at third. So the stolen base for Kylie Kleppen puts runners at second and third. Still nobody out here in the top of the third. That one bounces in again. Garrison, a good block there at the plate to keep it in front of her, to keep a run from scoring.
That was a good pickup there because that was coming in there with something on it.
Count 1-2 to Moores. This one grounded back to Walden. Holds the runner at third, throws to first, got the out. They'll come back home. Throw is high, and coming in to score will be Presley. Quickly going around third base is Kleppen, coming in to score for the Lady Cavaliers. That's aggressive base running. Not much of a window there to score that one, but the second run comes in and scores.
Yeah, just a great play by Walden to start, guys, to hold the runner and get the out at first. But a great base running by the Lady Cavaliers to score two there on the throw.
Oh, yeah. That just shows the speed they've got out there. You know, that shows the athletes, you know. And, again, you got to have that perfect play. That throw from first has got to be on the money to get that play.
Layla Turner, the batter now for Cookville. Tried to check her swing, couldn't do so. And strike one called. We talked about two of the commits. Layla Turner is also committed to play college softball next year. She'll play at Chattanooga State down in Chattanooga. The 0-1 pitch foul straight back for strike two. Also, in case I forget again, Madison Lancaster is going to going to Cumberland University. So those are the four: Martin, Kleppen, Turner, and Lancaster. The 0-2 pitch from Walden, little changeup, just misses for ball one. A little off speed there, trying to catch the outside part of the plate. Didn't get the call on that one. 1-2 pitch from Walden. That one misses away for ball two. To even the count at 2-2. One out here in the top of the third. Nobody on. Cookville three runs in the third inning to lead 3-0. This one ripped in the gap on the right side. That's going to bounce to the wall. Turner rounding first. They'll send her to third base. The relay coming in, not going to be a throw, as Layla Turner with a solid triple to the gap in right center field to get the first extra base hit of the day for the Lady Cavaliers.
That's just a great hit right there. She just real patient, is up in the zone. She just waited on it and turned on it. Good pitch, too. I mean, it was a good pitch, but she just won that battle.
And again, another one of those kind of up in the eyes, up in the wheelhouse, and Turner taking advantage. Yep.
Ella Dudney batting now. First pitch to Dudney. Catches the outside part of the plate, breaking away from Dudney to take the count 0-1.
And perfect placement on that one, too. You know, the speed of Clay County, we talked about that in the outfield, and there was no chance, Doug.
No, it's just, like I said, you couldn't have threw it any better.
Right.
If you wanted to throw one, you'd want to throw it where she hit it. And so,
swing and a miss there for strike two to Ella Dudney. 0-2 pitch from Walden. Misses away for ball one. Takes the count 1-2. Now to Dudney. One away. Here in the top of the third. This one hit.
Got a chance.
Center field. Center fielder coming over. Bounced out of her glove. Couldn't hold it out there in center field as Thompson drew a bead on it. I think she may have tried to rush it to try to get the throw. She knew the runner was going to third, but it just popped out of the glove for the error to put Dudney on first base.
Yeah, scoring Turner, of course. It's Clay County down 0-4 at this point. Four-run inning so far for Cookville. One out, Craig.
Cadence York will come in to run once again for Ella Dudney as the courtesy runner. Callie Webb, the batter now for the Lady Cavaliers, as they had put four on the board here in the top of the third. Runner goes, throw down to second base, is going to bounce in there, bounces off the bag, but it will stay close enough for York to not be able to advance, but that's a stolen base on ball one to Callie Webb, and again a runner in scoring position for Cookville.
One thing they do when they get on base, they put pressure and they're going to try to move up on you.
Yeah, they're really aggressive. Yep. The second time that the pinch runner's been in there, and she's stolen on the first pitch.
Well, and what makes them good at that, too, their batters are so disciplined. They're not taking that run away. You know, they're giving them a chance to steal it. If it's not a good pitch, they're letting it go.
1-1 pitch. That one misses away. Garrison again. A good stab with the glove there to just hold that one at home plate to keep York there at second base.
Yeah, she went horizontal on there to reach that one.
2-1 the count to Webb. That one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike two.
You know, and Walden needs that right now. And seeing that strike call, guys, after, you know, getting hit a couple of times, she needs to regain that confidence, and that's what can do it for her.
2-2 pitch. Little slap bunt attempt there. Going to be hit foul and out of play.
You know, there goes back some of you batting discipline. You know, as a pitch close enough to be a strike, she just fouls it off, gets her another at bat, you know.
Chokes up on the bat here with the count 2-2. Tried to do the same thing again, but she offered it that one. Didn't make contact. The strikeout will get out number two in the inning on the second strikeout of the day by Callie Webb. And now Madison Lancaster will bat for Cookville.
I know it's fairly common, but that's got to be tough for a pitcher, too, that walking attempt of those slaps. And Walden handled it pretty well.
Well, it changes eye level for everybody. You know, when that batter starts moving, that changes that pitcher's target.
Right.
And it's hard to adjust to that.
Right down the middle for call, strike one to even the count at 1-1 to Madison Lancaster, the Cumberland University signee, and she'll step back in there for Cookeville. 1-1 pitch from Walden. That one fouled softly at the plate.
You know, Cookeville uses a lot of slap hitters. A lot of course, over the years, that rule's changed. The old rule with a slap hitter, as long as 1 foot was in the box with a slapper. Now they got to keep both in. You know, just imagine that at that speed. If you got 1 foot in, you're 3 steps farther down, you know.
1-2 pitch. This one popped in the air and foul around to keep the count 1-2. Yeah, that changes a whole lot because.
But that's college level and all. That slap rule, you had to be 1 foot in the box, and they changed that all the way around.
That changed the whole approach as the hitter, too.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as the stride to it.
Yeah.
1-2 pitch from Walden. Potter looking for strike three. So Cookeville scores four. They strand a runner at second base. 2 strikeouts in the inning for Baylor Walden. We're through 2.5. It's Cookeville 4, Clay County 0.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We move now to the bottom of the third inning as Dudney's first pitch going to be low and away to Emma Wicks, leading off for Clay County here in the third. Emma Wicks followed by Avery Davis and Reagan Cherry. You up for Clay County as they try to bounce back after that four-run top of the third by Cookeville to put them in front 4-0. Wicks squares the bunt, bunts in the air, but in foul ground and out of play.
I think what they're charging that hard, if she can get that in play just a little to the side of either one of them, it's going to be on. If you put it direct, they're going to have her pretty good. They're definitely charging it on that square.
Especially at third base. You can get one just over the head of her because she's 2 steps in before anything caught. Here she comes again, swing and a miss on a big cut there by Wicks to take the count to 1-2. Wicks, the left-handed batter. We were talking during the timeout about how being a left-hander can help you in situations like this. The 1-2 pitch misses away for ball two. You wouldn't think that from one side of the plate to the other, but that three or four feet can make a big difference, can't it?
Yeah, that's 1.5, 2 steps.
Yeah.
You know, so it can make a big difference in a play.
2-2 pitch from Dudney. That changeup misses high for ball three, so a full count to Emma Wicks. Second time that a Clay County batter has worked Dudney to a full count. They've made her pitch quite a few pitches. 3-2 pitch here, swing and a miss for strike three, and Dudney comes back, but that's only her third strikeout of the game. It is out number one here in the third inning.
I think that's one thing both teams have done very well. They've been patient at the plate, looking and working to each other's pitchers. That's pretty good work on both sides.
Baylor Walden, 6 strikeouts through 3 innings. That's pretty impressive, too. Avery Davis takes inside for ball one, the left fielder for Clay County. Takes the count 1-0. 1-0 pitch from Dudney. That one misses away for ball two. Think about a four-run inning. You can't get it back with one swing of the bat. You've got to just have base runners. They say 3-0 on the board. Did I miss a pitch somewhere? Maybe 3-0 here. No, that's ball three there. Take the count 3-0. Dudney, 3-0 pitch. Catches the inside part of the plate for call strike one, but she was taking all the way on that 3-0.
Yeah, and you can't blame her on there. You know, we're just – Clay County's just looking to put somebody on base at this point, and you got your leadoff hitter, I think, maybe coming up here in Cherry. So if Davis could get there, it would be ideal for the Lady Dogs.
Now, do you want to get base runners on for the top of your lineup?
That one fouled off for ball for strike two to take the count 3-2 now to Avery Davis. Davis stepping back in. Dudney gets the pitch call from Coach Jordan Webb over in the dugout. Swing and a miss for strike three as she went high in the strike zone to Dudney that time, and Davis can't catch up to that high fastball and strikeout number two of the inning, number four in the game for Ella Dudney.
I'm really impressed. I know she struck out right there, guys. These young Clay County players battling with what has to be a veteran pitcher in Dudney. You know, long at bats. We've seen full counts all night long. Clay County does trail 4-0, but still impressed by the effort and, honestly, the skill that they have at the plate right now.
Yeah, they're making her work, and that's, for a young team, those are things that you want to see as they get older, not when they're young. A lot of times, because they're just, that's not the mentality they got. This bunch,
they got it.
They've got it. They definitely got it.
Cherry hits that one foul down the left side to take the count 0-1. This one popped in the air and foul ground. Turner giving chase, but just out of her reach to take the count 0-2 now to Reagan Cherry.
And then we talked about it earlier. This is a very experienced young team. Summer, almost every girl on this team plays travel with somebody.
Right.
A lot of them play together, so they've played a lot of games together. Be young girls.
Yeah, it's not just the players. You know, Coach Daly and Coach Webb are talking before the game. They've gotten to know each other through the travel ball. First time that Cookeville and Clay County have played in softball, and what we talked about it last broadcast, we thought it was the first time ever. But my cohort and friend Daniel Strong said we played a football game back in the 40s between Salina and
Cookeville. He definitely went deep for that information.
He did.
1-2 pitch from Dudney. This one hit down the left side but out of play to keep the count 1-2.
Just another good battle there. That was a good pitcher's pitch, and Reagan just fought that thing off.
Cherry can get a two-out hit here for Clay County.
Ooh.
And she may do so on the left side. Center fielder coming over. Will make the grab, though, moving to her right. As a good play out there in center field by Julie Martin, covering ground for the flyout for out number three. As it's three up, three down in the third for Clay County. We're through three. It's Cookeville 4, Clay County 0.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog softball being presented by Clay Power Sports Boats,
mowers, outboards, utility vehicles, a little bit of everything below the Cumberland Bridge, Cumberland River Bridge, here in Salina, just off the square. Clay County trailing in this one 4-0 at this point to Class 4A Cookeville, a talented team. Do want to tell folks, if you're watching this broadcast, share it with your friends. If you'll share this live stream, go down to the bottom of the same page you're watching. There's a little share button on your telephone or whatever you're on. Hit the share button, have a chance to win a Del Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription.
Clay County back out there on defense. Gabby Romero leading off for Cookeville. Tries to bunt to get this at-bat started. Bunts it foul for strike one. The 9-1-2 hitters due up for Cookeville. Gabby Romero, Julie Martin, and Katie Presley due up here in this fourth inning.
And our winner from our last broadcast, Miss Lindsay Brown. If she wasn't listening earlier, all you have to do is send us an email to info@dalhollowhorizon.com.
A one swing and a miss for strike two to Gabby Romero. Falling way behind the Baylor Walden back out there in the circle for Clay County. 0-2 pitch. This one popped in the air and foul ground on the right side. Walker going to make the catch in foul ground. For out number one is Jade Walker there for the put out for Clay County. And up to bat now again, back to the top of the order for Julie Martin. For the Lady Cavaliers, kind of got that inning going with an error on Clay County to get her on base. It allowed a runner to, actually, she came around and scored. First pitch here to Martin. That one misses low for ball one.
Yeah, this is what we've seen out of the leadoff for the Cavaliers every time she comes to bat, Doug.
One oh pitch. That one misses away for ball two.
So the last team, when she scores his on second, it's a little routine hit, and she has played this quick. Because speed is that lead off, left handed. Really nice player.
2-0 pitch, slaps it hard down the left side, but in foul ground to take the count 2-1. You talk about a slap bunt, but that wasn't a bunt. That was a slap swing right there by Jimmy Martin.
It was.
2-1 pitch from Walden. This one hit hard and threw for a base hit, and Darcy Smith just had to get out of the way of that one. That just went right over the top of Smith's head into left field for a base hit for Julie Martin.
Whole lot to say about that one. I don't know where to start, but basically a great great job at the plate right there to slap that one that way. But that was dangerous, Doug, right at the head of Smith. Great play. Glad Smith got out of the way.
Yeah. It didn't miss by 2 or 3 inches right over the head of Darcy Smith. And now Katie Presley, the batter, will take ball one. Julie Martin has been on base all three times. We talked about her committing to Tennessee Tech University. Tech plays high-level softball down there in Cookeville, and Martin, she's shown me that she can go down there and compete for a job.
Yeah, no doubt about
it. Hit high in the air to center field. Thompson calling for it, coming in. Will make the catch just a couple of steps out in the grass for out number two. As out there making the play, Jenna Thompson for Clay County.
And the Lady Dogs still battling, guys, still trying to stay in this one. Down 4 runs at this point, but making the defensive plays that they got to make as the freshman Thompson had to come in pretty good on that one, Doug, to get it.
Mm-hmm. Kylie Kleppen, the batter now for Cookeville. Kleppen with an RBI on the night. This one hit down the left side, but out of play for strike one.
One thing to tell this young Clay County, they don't quit.
No.
You know, it,
that's
it,
right.
The schedule they play, the stuff that they're playing, you'd be very easy just to,
yeah,
to sometimes stop. They don't stop. They play. That's what you want.
Yeah, and you're looking at, you know, I think seven to eight freshmen and sophomores that are the heart and soul of this team, pretty much. Talked about the junior Walker, Jade Walker, and, you know.
Kleppen goes in the gap to right center field. A run going to come in to score. Kleppen rounding first. They'll hold her at second on a stand-up double. RBI double for Kylie Kleppen going to the gap in right center field. An extra base hit for Kleppen. Her first first extra base hit, second hit of the day, and second RBI of the day for Kylie Kleppen, the Shawnee Community College in Illinois commit.
Yes. Again, guys, it's real patient at the plate. They get a pitch that they want, and they hit it.
Moores hits this one on the right side in the hole through to right field for a base hit. Kleppen going to come in and score from second base, and Kirkland Moores, with her first hit of the game, just finds the hole on the right side to score a run on an RBI by Moores.
Yeah, back-to-back RBI hits right there from the Lady Cavs as they go up 6-0 here, Doug, and you can kind of see them zoning in right here.
Well, what they've done well is they've hit the pitch. They ain't, you know, wherever the pitch is, they've took it that way. They ain't tried to pull it. You know, that pitch was away. She hit it away, you know. So they're real, real good hitting team, disciplined team.
Turner stepping back in there. She'll take ball two on that one. The Chattanooga State commitment batting left-handed. She hit the rope to the gap in right center field her last at-bat. 2-0 pitch fouled off at the plate. Might have caught the umpire a little bit there. Goes 2-1. That was a little warmer day, that one by Turner. The last time could have been out here.
Yeah, it definitely would have had more carry. And guys, one thing, too, there's speed out there. Position, you look at them, you think, man, what are you going to do with this bunch?
Yeah.
They're nice.
2-1 pitch here from Walden. Catches the outside part of the plate for call strike two. And the thing, the runner is going to try to go to second base, and she does, is the throw out there from Walden to Cherry Covering is not going to be in time, so it's going to be a stolen base. A little delayed steal there by Kirkland Moores to move her to second base.
Yeah, it was. I mean, she wasn't going anywhere. I mean, Garrison threw it back to Walden at the mound, and then she went.
Yeah. And that's the thing about the speed, though. It shows just like that right there. And when they are out there on an at-bat, is this one going to be hit on the right side? Second baseman up with it. We'll throw to first in time for out number three on a good defensive play there by Kaylee Brown. Throwing over to Walker, it goes 4-3 for out number three. We'll talk about that speed when we come back, but right now we're through 3.5 with Cookeville adding a couple. Lady Cavaliers lead it 6-0 here in Salina.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog softball being presented by Clay Power Sports. We've talked about it a couple of times, guys, but Clay Power Sports, we talked about all they sell as far as the dealership goes. We haven't talked about their retail store down there, Doug. Largest fishing selection around outside of Bass Pro Shops, I think. And, everything you can imagine from Costa sunglasses to Hey Dude shoes to audio stereo equipment, anything for a houseboat, anything for your runabout. Just an amazing retail store.
And they're full service. On
That's
all that
true.
Stuff.
That's right.
And they're full service. Anything you need, they can do it. And it's impressive. You need to go visit those guys.
Go down and see them there, right just as you're heading toward the ball game. Coming down a little early, you can probably stop down there and talk to them then. The 2, 3, and 4 batters due up for Clay County. You feel like this is a big inning right here for Clay County with the 2, 3, and 4 batters up. Jenna Thompson, Baylor Walden, Kaylee Brown as they try to battle back from this 6-0 deficit they're in.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Craig. You know, down multiple runs at this point, you got to have a little rally here to have an opportunity.
Hits this one to right field, but settling under it's going to be the right fielder as over there making the play for Cookeville is Kirkland Moore's. First pitch swinging, Jenna Thompson with a fly out to right field. Baylor Walden, the batter now for Clay County.
Steve Walden, we talk about her pitching guys. We hadn't talked about anybody at the plate and what they're doing. She's averaging 412 coming into this one. Seven hits on the season to lead the team. I lied to you. Cherry has nine hits. We'll get to that in just a second on her. But, again, the heart, the meat of the lineup, Doug, got to have some production here.
Yeah. You want to get some base runners, put some pressure on. This is the part of the lineup you want up to do that.
Pitch was a ball to Walden. She takes that one inside for ball two. So Dudney still back out there for Cookeville, falls behind to the batter. 2-0. Walden stepping back in. Bottom of the fourth inning. 2-0 pitch. That one misses inside for ball three. And like we talked about, Clay County just wants base runners right now. So a walk, good as a hit right here in this one.
Yeah, and like I said, you can't get them all at once. Get base runners, put a little pressure on. You never know what will happen.
3-0 pitch to Walden. She'll ground this one to short. Shortstop up with it. Throws to first in time on a good defensive play there by Katie Presley, making the throw to Layla Turner at first. It goes 6-3 for out number two.
Yeah, just a great play there. And looked like a pro doing it. Had the bunny hop, the gather, and I don't know. This couple of teams impressive, Doug. You're talking about them quite a bit. It's a whole different level.
Well,
it really is.
You can tell they got quality coaching, too.
Right.
That's when you see those plays being made like they're making, that ain't just them going out there and doing it. They work at that. The coaches get that. Just a really good team. Very impressive to watch.
And you talk about Coach Webb. He's a veteran at this. How many years did you say, Kirk?
13 years as head coach. He was there four more before that with Coach Jeff Williams. So he's been there 17 years.
Just a really good program overall that's being built.
The 0-1 pitch from Dudney. That one misses inside for ball one. And I usually, you might need to mention an assistant coach or something, so I ask them who their assistant coaches are. The one that I was talking to, she said, there's so many, you don't really want to write them down, do you? I said, no, if there's that many, I don't. So that's another thing is that one catches the inside part of the plate for call strike two. The more coaches you've got, the more individual work you can give, and that really helps this Cookeville team.
Yeah, we talk about the numbers between the difference in a big school and a small school, but a lot of times it's about the staff, too, for sure, Craig.
1-2 pitch. Change up. Little slow pitch there for strike three, looking on Kaylee Brown. A 1-2-3 inning for Dudney. She's got a no-hitter through four. We're through four complete. It is Cookeville 6, Clay County 0.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Softball, being presented by Clay Power Sports here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County trails Cookeville 0-6 heading into the fifth inning. And here's your Lady Dog recap, brought to you by Baxter Flooring. Last two innings was where the Lady Cavs have done their damage. They added four in the top of the third as Kylie Klepper got things started with an RBI single, and then Layla Turner, actually they scored two more runs on a fielder's choice and a throwing error before Layla Turner got a triple to make it 4-0. And then in the top of the fourth, they added two more as Klepper an RBI double, and then Moore's an RBI single for the Lady Cavs as they lead 6-0 over Clay County. This Lady Dog recap has been brought to you by Baxter Flooring and owner James Baxter, specializing in all types of floor coverings, custom tile showers, and much more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home at 109 East Lake Avenue in Salina, Craig.
6, 7, 8 batters due up for Cookeville to start this fifth inning. We talked about it when we started the third. Cookeville seeing the pitcher they're facing for the second time through, and a veteran team that it really helps when they can make those adjustments as Dudney hits this one foul down the right side for strike one. But, Doug, that makes such a difference. Being able to see that pitcher one time, that changes the way you look at the next at-bat.
And they see a lot of pitches, this Cookeville team.
Yeah.
That from first pitch of the game, they've been real patient. to see what they wanted to get. Now, as they come back the next time, they're really locked in on it.
Count 0-1 to Dudney. That one just misses high for ball one to even the count at 1-1 to Ella Dudney. Dudney's had a good day. She is 2-for-2 on the day with two singles. Her at-bat position has stolen two bases. That one's low for ball two. This position hasn't scored a run, though, for Cookeville, as they've been stranded on base both times with the courtesy runner coming in to run for Dudney, the pitcher. 2-1 pitch. This one fouled down the third baseline, just foul outside the bag at third to even the count at 2-2. Dudney stepping back in there with the count evening up. Callie Webb and Madison Lancaster due up for the Lady Cavaliers in this inning. This one hit into center field. Thompson going to settle under it. A couple of steps to her left will make the catch in center field for out number one on her second put out of the night for the first out of the fifth inning.
Hey, just another quick baseball update. Livingston Academy 2, Clay County nothing after 5. Good battle with Kowalkowski's pitching for Clay County. Looks like doing a very nice job tonight for Clay County.
Yeah, we called them the other night against Macon County, and we talked about that pitching staff. We saw Nolan Adams join it and talked about Whit Kowalkowski and Brady Daly. And then a couple of others come in there late in Westmoreland and Trowbaugh, I think. So Kowalkowski doing a great job for the Dogs, staying in striking distance of Hawkeye.
Yeah, he threw a really good game against Park Range there tonight also.
There's a little dribbler in front of home plate, and there's not going to be a play. It's a good bunt right there by Callie Webb, that little slap bunt. As she just laid that one down, just kind of tapped it, didn't even slap at it, just tapped it there at home plate, and it stayed just out of the reach of the defenders to be able to reach first base.
How you speed with that little
She got down the line, that's for sure.
Yeah, that does make them a tougher play when you've got speed like that. Madison Lancaster batting. Runner going to go, throw down to second base. Got her.
Nice
good
play.
Throw by Kaylin Garrison. Good tag by Reagan Cherry to erase the runner at second base on the caught stealing.
Third opportunity, I think, Doug. She's been online all night. Got the arm in that one. A laser. Second.
The last couple just been kind of short of that, and she got it down there.
I mean, now that stance quickly. Kaylin Garrison showing the arm strength there, and again, the second half of that, you got to apply that tag, and Reagan Cherry did a great job out there at second base. Count 1-0 to Madison Lancaster. That one right down the middle for call strike one. Evens the count at 1-1.
We talked about it, guys. That's not a routine play right there to get that out. And there's a lot of speed going, a lot of strategy, good lead, good jump. Just a great throw and a put out there.
And the pitch is huge in that. You know,
that's right.
An off-speed pitch, she's a step quicker. You know, that's a good fastball. There's a lot of things that'll help him right there.
2-1 pitch. Catches the outside part of the plate for call strike two to even the count at 2-2.
You see the confidence kind of built for these girls. You know, you see them stepping up, Walden getting it rolling here.
2-2 delivery. Swing and a miss for strike three. Strikeout. Number 7 in the game for Baylor Walden. We talked about it when they played Red Bowling Springs. She seems to get stronger. She seemed to that inning. 3 up, 3 down for Cookeville for the first time. We're through 4.5. It's Cookeville 6, Clay County 0.
For 105 years, Macon Bank and Trust Company has supported you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief.
At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Clay County Lady Bulldog Softball here on the Horizon Sports Network, being presented by Clay Power Sports. Folks, if you're listening out there and you're watching, if you'll share this broadcast, just turn it, if you're looking on a phone, turn it up straight up and down. There'll be a share button right at the bottom. All you got to do is push it. Share it with your friends, your neighbors, and whoever, all of your followers, and we would appreciate it. And also, you'll be entered into a drawing for a free Del Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription. We hope all of our watchers and listeners will pick up a copy each week for coverage of these spring sports games. We had some great photos in there, courtesy of the Upper Cumberland Reporter and Michael Lindsay. Let us use some of those pictures, Doug, from the Gordonsville game. Those guys do a great job, and they look really good in the newspaper this week. I think y'all are muted. Y'all muted? Am I having trouble? Okay.
It helped a lot, Tom, if we turned the mic on.
It might. They may have heard you through mine.
This one popped in the air to the shortstop. Shortstop will make the play. There's Reagan Cherry. Makes the catch on the leadoff batter, Darcy Smith, for out number one. Cookville has went to the bench for the first time. They brought in Val Tagoni in to right field as she'll replace Kaylin Moore, so 18 is in for two in right field now. As it'll be Jade Walker, the batter now for Clay County. First pitch misses away to Walker. A little interesting story with Val Tagoni. She is an Italian exchange student attending Cookeville High School. She has been there this school year, but she comes from Italy and playing softball for the Lady Cavaliers, and we haven't talked about it. But you talk about him being a 4A team, swinging a miss there by Walker for strike one to even the count at 1-1. They've only got 13 players dressed tonight, so that's not the number you expect for them to bring with them.
Well, they may have just brought their varsity group. You know,
yeah. Swinging a miss there for strike two to take the count 1-2. One-two pitch from Dudney. Hit off the end of the bat. Foul by Walker to keep the count 1-2. As just making sure they haven't changed anybody else in the outfield, and they have not. It's still way up out there in left field, so that's the only sub they brought in. That one bounces in for ball two to even the count at 2-2.
See if Clay County can get a little momentum going here in the batter's box, guys. I don't think they have a hit yet tonight, reached on an error. Yeah. Have made a contact a little bit, but that's about it. Walker can do it for them here
and
she
also
gets ahead in the count.
Also, Dudney has not walked a batter tonight.
No, she has not.
They've had to put it in play on her, so she's got control of her pitches pretty well.
Hey, very impressive.
Here, 3-2, hit hard to the right side. There's the hit to break up the no-hitter, as Walker going to put it under the glove of the second baseman out there, as Gabby Romero can't make the play. Oh, they've moved some people around. That's not Romero at second base now, as it went right under the glove of the player that they have moved there, and that is number two, Kirkland Moore's moved from right to second base.
It was a great job by the junior Walker, guys. We talked about it. We called for it. Contact on the ball, get base runners on, and that's exactly what she did.
You know, in the bottom of this order's done that all night as far as battling. Now we've got a hit, and let's see what we can do with that.
First pitch to Garrison, going to be called strike one to Halen Garrison, and she will bat with a runner on for only the second time against Ella Dudney. Kaylee Brown reached on error to lead off the second inning. That's been the only other base runner for Clay County.
You know, Garrison was really close in her first at bat, I thought, Doug. Yeah. Make contact, foul a few off. you know, another look at Dudney here could give the young player, you know, a chance.
Well, they battled all night with her. The whole lineup is battling now. Just need to string a couple of hits together.
Quick look down the line is Addie Womack looking down there to see if Walker's far enough off first base to warrant a throw, and she decides not as the pitch was ball two to Halen Garrison, so it's 2-1 to the catcher. Popped in the air on the left side and foul around to even the count at 2-2.
Yeah, it seems like when Garrison gets a pitch that's up just a little bit, that's the one she likes.
Yeah. Most hitters do. They look for the up pitch a little bit because they see it a little bit better, seems like. And she didn't hesitate. When that pitch come in there, you tell that's what she wants.
2-2 pitch here. Little change up. Hit softly on the left side. There's a base hit on the little bloop single there, dropping right over the head of the shortstop, Katie Presley. So back-to-back hits by the Lady Bulldogs puts runners at first and second with one away for Emma Wicks.
Hey, and that was a great at-bat right there. That was definitely a pitcher's pitch. She just went down and got it, made a little good little swing, got a little hit.
Hit it where they ain't is what they always said, and that's exactly what she did.
Coach Daly making a change here, Greg? Or?
Maybe a hitter.
Or maybe a runner going to come in. It's Emma Wicks due up. Is that Wicks?
That ain't Wicks, right?
No, it's not. Okay, that's Cisneros, I think. Is that Monica?
Yep. Monica Cisneros. So it will be a pinch hitter here. As number 28, Cisneros will hit for Wicks.
Wicks is a lefty. I think the last time she came up to bat, could have wanted a right-handed hitter in this situation.
Runners at first and second for Clay County, one away.
Well, Monica's only had two at-bats this year.
And has a hit.
And so he likes something in hers. There's something there. Especially bringing her in this situation, he feels pretty confident right here. So,
umpire saying something to her as she steps in the batter's box for the first time. Swing and a miss there. The runners go. Throw down to third. Not in time. Is diving in safely. Head first is going to be Jade Walker to steal third base. Halen Garrison will steal second base. And, you know, when you look at it, that right there might be the reason. She's a right-handed batter. If you're going to try to steal third, that puts something in the line of
it
the
does.
Throw.
Plus, I don't know what the call was there, but I think she missed it because Homer brought her down on what it was. But you're right. Right-handed batter. And she don't have to leave that box.
Yeah. No, she doesn't.
She's entitled to the box, so that makes it tough.
Yeah, this great job by Coach Daly right there to advance the base runners, double steal, get some girls in scoring position here.
1-1 the count to Cisneros. This one fouled into the net for strike two to take the count 1-2.
Hey, a nice little battle she's got going here, too.
Again, she's one of the, you know, she's a junior on this team. Only two that are contributing here for Clay County, so she's got some experience.
1-2 pitch from Dudney. Swing and a miss for strike three. Is Dudney able to come back and get the strikeout for out number two here in the inning? And Avery Davis will be the batter now for Clay County with runners in scoring position. Dudney now with 6 strikeouts on the night for Cookeville. This one fouled off at the plate for strike one. Fouled straight back into the net. Davis getting some words from Coach Daly down there in the third base coaching box. In the bottom of the fifth inning, Cookeville leading by a score of 6-0. This game approaches an hour and a half old. That one misses high for ball one to even the count at 1-1. If she can get back on, back to the top of the order with Reagan Cherry on deck.
Yeah, that'd be huge for Clay County. You know, load the bases or score a run here with the top of the order coming up. You know, Cherry leading this team right now in the batter's box. She's 470. I'm sorry, that's on base. She's batting 450. So she's standing in on deck circle. I'd like to see loaded bases with her in there.
Ooh. Big cut
and
there.
She's had some great battles tonight at this plate. But all of them have. All of them have right here.
That swinging strike evens the count at 2-2 to Avery Davis. Payoff pitch here for Ella Dudney, who has went the entire way. Changeup popped up in the air over on the right side, and Layla Turner makes another put out there on a pop-up to first base for out number three. But Clay County breaks up the no-hitter. They get a couple of hits. They strand a couple of runners. We're through five complete. It is Cookeville 6, Clay County 0.
Today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Clay County Lady Bulldog Softball here on the Horizon Sports Network, being presented by Clay Power Sports. Folks, if you're watching, share this broadcast, have an opportunity to win a Delhalla Horizon newspaper subscription. 6-0 still. Good inning for the Clay County defense.
It really was.
Or Clay County at batters, really.
It
stranded
really
a couple, but had an opportunity.
But they broke up the no-hitter, and Dudney had a no-hitter going through four innings, and we talked about Cookeville seeing Walden through the second time. Clay County has seen Dudney now a second time, and they're beginning to solve a little bit of her. So now you got to get to some outs here and stay within striking distance here with a couple innings to go. It is Romero leading off. She'll take strike one from Baylor Walden. So Romero, no, that is number 18, hitting the player that come in to replace her, Val Tagone. The batter, 18 instead of 13 for Cookeville. Ground ball on the left side for strike two. Makes the count 0-2.
Any update on baseball, Doug?
It is 3-0 going into the top of the seventh at Livingston Academy. Real good ball game going.
0-2 pitch from Walden. This one fouled off the plate to keep the count 0-2. If Tagone, well, either way, we're back to the top of the order for Cookeville with Julie Martin and Katie Presley due up here in this sixth inning. So the 9-1-2 batters due up for Cookeville. 0-2 pitch from Walden. Ooh. Did it hit or it did?
Yeah, it got away a little bit.
Yeah, and the batter didn't even attempt to move. She just stood there and took it. Yeah. Good job to get on base.
I hope it was more in the calf than around the ankle like it looked like and like it sounded like, because that'd be painful right there.
It definitely sounded like it was in the foot area.
It
yeah.
did.
Just the sound of it.
It did.
May have been the side of the cleat, because if it was the ankle, she didn't. I'd at least hopped, you know, and winced or something.
Oh, you got to carry me off.
Yeah.
First pitch to Martin, going to miss high for ball one to take the count 1-0.
We'll find out pretty soon because speed's on the base.
Right. I think she's okay.
Yeah.
1-0 pitch from Walden. That one misses high for ball two. Gets away from Garrison. Couldn't find it. That'll let Tagone move down to second base. Well, it's 2-0 to Martin.
I think Martin will swing the bat this time.
2-0 pitch, taking all the way it looked like to take the count 2-1. She's been on base all three times, has Julie Martin. two hits, reached on an error. She scored two runs, stole a base. 2-1 pitch. This one popped in the air. There's a chance there for Clay County, but it gets just over the net and out of play to even the count at 2-2.
Well, you can definitely see why Martin's a tech signee. I mean,
yeah.
She's just – everything she does is very well. She's really good.
But first at bat, we haven't seen the slap approach from the hitting style, so she's sitting back here. She could have some power too, guys.
2-2 pitch from Walden. This would hit on the right side. That's going to be in foul ground.
Oh, what a play.
And Walker will make the catch. Jade Walker, the throw coming into Smith at third on a great play to retire Julie Martin for the first time today as Walker just tracking that one down for the out number one.
Yeah, just a great job as she approached the fence there and avoiding it and honestly not getting injured running into it.
Yeah.
Runner does tag and advances to third, though.
She looked a little early to me. Still
did it? See, I was looking over here. I don't know.
I thought she was a little quick. It's still been not tough to make that play.
Right. Don't see that much, an infield put out and being able to advance.
Presley, a big cut there, but can't catch up to the highest swinging strike to take the count 0-1.
And that goes back to that speed, too.
It does.
You know, an average player ain't going to try to make that play. You know, they're going to stay there. And they got speed. They're going to put pressure on you.
Homer, I think Coach Daly's wanted to question this.
Umpire at second base said she didn't leave early, or is that one of the appeal the check swing is what he was wanting to appeal.
Yeah, Coach Daly's not happy here, guys. Doug, I think you called it. You know, he and Coach Walden, Sailor Walden. You know, you got four eyeballs on that play right there.
Well, I always know when I was coaching, I had one coach watch those runners.
Right.
I mean, and that's what they're doing that too. They're seeing that.
Sure.
They questioned it. So somebody's seen it.
Well, you don't see that out of Coach Daly. You don't see him get upset unless there's a reason,
yeah.
Craig.
Yeah. But I think he was appealing the swing.
Yeah.
Oh, he did? Oh, I thought he was appealing the tag. Or the advancement.
Oh. This one hit into center field. Thompson slipped, trying to get to it. Can't get to it. It'll get by. It'll be a hit for Presley. She'll round second base. The cutoff going to be coming home. Presley going to come in to score on inside the park home run by Katie Presley. Presley just ripped that one to left center field. Thompson, when they're her first step, the foot slipped out from under, and that's all Presley needed to be able to score the home run on the inside park, the park home run by Katie Presley, a two RBI home run.
Again, Doug, you said it all night long, speed.
Speed.
That's what that was right there.
You know, average player, they're not scoring on that, even though it got by. It's probably got a pinch hitter right here. Six.
Yep, it'll be Cadence York batting for Kylie Kleppen for Cookeville. York batting for the first time. This one popped in the air in foul ground.
I think she's been a pinch runner a couple of times, guys, on her first trip to the plate.
Yeah, she ran for the pitcher, Ella Dudney. Her hit here where she could still possibly run for Dudney, I believe. That one misses high for ball one. Going back to that appeal, can you appeal after a pitch has been thrown? Can you still appeal?
You're not supposed to.
That's what...
You got to do it for the next pitch.
That's what I was thinking.
And that may be the argument there.
This one hit into left field. Left fielder coming in. That's high in the air. Now backing up and can't make the catch. It's going to be a runner at second base now for Cookeville. Is over there in left field trying to track it down was Avery Davis. He's kind of lost it up there. And it may have hit her. The coach is going to check out on Davis out there in left field.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Yeah.
We'll go to a quick injury timeout here as Clay County trails 0-8.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century.
They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, coming out of injury timeout. Looks like Davis is okay. Just being checked by the coaching staff, I think, Doug, on that fly ball that may have gotten her in the face there.
Yeah, it may have come down and got her in the chin a little bit. You know, we had to take a look at her. She's still out there. Good, tough player, ready to go.
That's high in the air. It was a tough one to make a play on. It, kind of the windy afternoon, kind of moving it around a little bit. And now Kirkland Moore's the batter for Cookeville. That one misses low for ball one to Moore.
In softball, the lights are a little lower. It could have got above the lights, and I had trouble seeing it a little bit.
Runner at second base is the pinch hitter, Cadence York. This one fouled off at the plate. They even the count at 1-1. Cookeville's added two runs here in the top of the sixth. They've extended the lead to 8-0 here.
And just another update, Clay County, Livingston County Baseball, Livingston wins 3-0. Good battle by Clay County Baseball.
Yeah, the Dogs making the trip to Livingston, Doug. Talked to a couple of them on the way in before they were headed out. You know, we don't play Livingston in anything anymore. Baseball, kind of the lone deal.
And softball.
Lone deal.
We're playing softball.
Well,
also.
That's what I'm saying. Spring sports. That's it.
That's it. Spring sports. And that's a rivalry I think we need back.
I do too.
If you talk to a lot of the Livingston coaches, they want it back. It's just when the classifications change and they go to the bigger, it's harder to play those schedules. It's just hard.
It is.
1-2 pitch here from Baylor Walden. This one popped up in the infield on the right side. Walden going to make the catch in fair ground, but the runner doesn't try to advance as Walden spins quickly. It's going to be a pop-up to the pitcher. I said in fair ground. That was very close. It might have dropped in foul if she doesn't make that play. Two away now in the top of the sixth with Layla Turner batting, and she's been dangerous all day for Cookeville.
Yes, and I know she's got a triple. I'm not sure what she did the second go-around, but a talented hitter.
First pitch to Turner misses low for ball one. I guess that triple just kind of burned in your mind.
I think it does.
She's only one of three on the day with that triple. She has a strikeout and a ground out to second base on the day for Turner, the Chattanooga State commitment. The 1-0 pitch. That one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike one on a pretty pitch away from the left-handed batter.
Yeah, Baylor's worked that plate very well tonight.
She has. She's pitched really well, I think. You know, again, just against a top-notch stable of hitters here as they put one through the gap.
Diving effort by second base. Can't get to it, and it's going to be a hit there for Turner, her second hit of the day, an RBI for Turner to bring in York from second base to score. The pinch hitter coming around to score, and Cookeville adds a run to go up 9-0 here in the top of the sixth. And that's a big run staying on first base, because if they get to 10, Clay County's going to have to score a run in the bottom of the inning to extend this to 7 innings.
And Cookeville's still doing what they do well. They're up there pacing at the plate. They're making you throw and looking for the pitch they want, and when they get it, they're hitting the ball.
Dudney hits this one to short. Cherry up with it. She'll take the play at first. It bounces in. Can't make the play. Runner going to advance to third base on the throw as Turner will move down to third base as the thrower to first bounced into first base Walker, and she tried to backhand it, just couldn't pull it out, and it's going to be runners at the corners for Cookeville.
I'll tell you, that would have been a tough out.
Yeah.
Anyway, deep in the hole, Doug, backhanded at shortstop, long throw, short bases.
And that's where you're seeing that speed again. That speeds that play up as a defensive player.
Yeah.
And that puts a little more pressure on you, and it's harder to make that play. We've seen a couple of those tonight where they've just – that speed's got to your mind to speed up. And you got to. You got to speed
you
up.
Have to.
And
Cherry is doing a great job just fielding that one, really. Hard hit ball.
Yep. And you can't fault the effort. I mean, that's good effort because that's a tough play.
1-1 the count to Cali Webb, the left fielder, two away here in the sixth inning. Webb fouls that one off the helmet of the catcher Garrison for Clay County. Count goes 1-2. The eighth batter that Walden has faced in this inning, if Webb can reach, they'll have batted around in this inning, has Cookeville. Walden trying to keep that from happening here with the 1-2 pitch to the left fielder. Oh, just missed.
Pretty nice right there.
That was. I think she's been getting that call most of the night. They say 3-1, 3-1 instead of 2-2. So one of those I thought was a strike was a ball. So it's 3-1 to Cali Webb. Webb hits this one down the left side and fouled around to take the count full.
You heard the Clay County faithful below us say, nice pitch, 23, talking to Walden on that last one, wanting the call. And that one would have been. But fought off.
And as a coach, you want her throwing it right there. That's a nice pitch.
Full count pitch with runners on the corners as the pitcher staying out to run after the one that had been running for her batted earlier in this inning, so she can't come back in. There's a swinging strike for out number three. So Cookeville adds three runs in the inning. We're through 5.5. It is Cookeville 9, Clay County 0.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog softball. Clay County trails Cookeville 0-9. This broadcast being presented by Clay Power Sports. Guys, I've really been impressed with the way Clay County's battle went. We know what they did against Gordesville, lost by a similar score. What they're looking at here, but they kept battling. Same thing against Upperman and now Cookeville tonight. And we've seen some signs. You know, we've seen a lot of good play, a lot of battles at the plate by Clay County, and this is a very, very young team going up against the largest classification in the state, Cookeville, just solid.
And this schedule's on purpose.
Sure.
You know, talking to Coach Daly, you know, we've got to play the games that's going to make us better. And he's done that. Like I said, the only single A teams he plays on his schedule is his district games. Everything else is a higher classification.
Well, he's trying to find something comparable to Gordesville. I mean, that's what it is, you know, and to try to – sharpen his team skills is we've got, honestly, by numbers, the best hitter on the team, the leadoff hitter in Reagan Cherry up, Craig.
Cherry leading off this sixth inning, bottom of the sixth, first pitch a swinging strike. This one going to be ripped down the left side, but that just goes over the left ear of Coach Daly down there and foul ground for strike two.
Probably a good thing he didn't have on his big hat. May hit.
That's a good point. I think you're right.
Yeah,
goes 0-2 to Cherry.
Yeah, Cherry's number. She's batting .450 to lead the team. She's got 9 hits, guys. 6 of those singles, 3 doubles so far. 4 RBIs also on the season, Craig.
0-2 pitch, changeup, grounded back up the middle. Second baseman going to her right, can't make the play, as that's going to be a little grounder in the infield by Reagan Cherry, a leadoff single to start the bottom of the sixth inning.
And that was a great effort by the second baseman just to get to that. Even if she gloves that clean, she's not going to get Reagan there just for that speed. But still, just to get to that in the hole, pretty nice effort.
No doubt. And give her double digits on hits now, guys. That's her 10th of the year.
That's Kirkland Moore. She started out in right field. They moved her to second base, and she had a tough play there, just couldn't get to it. And now Jenna Thompson will bat. Cherry going to go, throw down to second offline. There's a stolen base by Reagan Cherry.
You're talking about Cookville speed. Cherry's got some
Got some wheels. And I'll tell you another one, one in the box here. Jenna, she can move. So, and we got some athletes, too. Just got to get them in the position to show it. And right now we've done that. Reagan's standing at second.
Again, this team does not quit, guys. No, we're down 9 runs here, Craig. Still battling.
That one misses away for ball one. Here's a big lead by Cherry. They'll throw to third, and she'll hustle back as Cherry just trying to draw a throw, see if she can make Cookville make a mistake here defensively for the Lady Cavaliers.
And you like seeing that, putting that pressure on. You never know when you put some pressure to how they're going to react to it.
And again, just a sophomore out there.
Count 1-1 to Jenna Thompson. That one misses away for ball two. Now they're holding her on with the second baseman. And that's pretty smart, because if Cherry doesn't see that happening, they can throw behind her there if they want to.
Yeah, Cherry the sophomore with a freshman at the plate in Jenna Thompson.
Thompson steps back in. The pitch was a ball to take the count 2-1. Swing and a miss there for strike two to even the count at 2-2 to Jenna Thompson.
And credit Thompson. She's worked her way in, moved up the lineup, Doug. She's batting in that number two spot midway through the season here. You know, that's saying something.
Yeah, that's impressive. I think she's back 6th or 7th. She's moved up that two hole.
Ground ball to short. Shortstop fakes the throw to third. She'll come back to first and didn't get there. She took the fake, took the look at third. That's aggressive base running by Reagan Cherry. That drew the look, and that's all Jenna Thompson needed to reach first base on a fielder's choice.
And as we were saying, that speed, again, we were talking to Jenna, she can really move, and that showed again right there.
So runners at the corners now for Baylor Walden, and nobody you'd want more at the plate, I think, if you're Coach Daly than Baylor Walden right here for the Lady Bulldogs.
No doubt, batting 412 on the season. She's got 7 hits herself, 3 of those singles, 2 doubles, guys, and she also stroked a home run this season already over the fence.
You know, 4 of the last batters for Clay County have reached against Ella Dudney. That's showing that these batters are being patient and are just kind of growing in the batter's box even as this game goes along. This one's going to be on the inside part of the plate for call strike one. The runner will go down to second as Jenna Thompson will steal it uncontested with the runner at third base.
Yeah, 0 outs here. I mean, if I'm Coach Daly, I'm having Walden take a hack at one.
Yeah. You definitely want her zoning into something she wants. Yes. Trying to get it.
1-1 pitch. Let the base hit. A run will come in to score as Cherry will come in to score on the single with an RBI from Baylor Walden. And the Lady Bulldogs are on the board in this ball game.
Again, I know we've said it over and over. No quit in this young team, guys. You know, we're in the bottom of the sixth. They're down 9-0. They get a little something going. You see them get excited. You see the momentum building for this young Lady Bulldog team.
Yeah, just confidence in them.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Just confident going up there. Like I said, you could look at the score and just kind of go through the motions and get the outs. They do not do that.
Mm-mm.
They just keep going.
Kaylee Brown, the batter now for Clay County. First pitch to Brown. Walden going to go, and they will allow her to steal second base without a throw. Pitch was a ball to Brown to take the count to 1-0.
But if you look at this Clay County team, you'd think the game's 2-1, 1-0 type deal. If you just look at them, they just, and you got to love it. You just got to love it.
This one popped foul and out of play. Like we talked about in another broadcast, though, there's no time. You can't run out of time in softball. It's just they've got to get those outs.
Got to get that.
That the game could go as long as you can keep it going.
Brown, one of five hitters for Clay County that's batting 250 or better. She's at 263, so that's pretty good, too. More than half of the lineup, 250 or better, yeah. Doug.
And young. And, yeah. And like I said, when you look at the schedule they played and they're batting that average,
yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
That one misses away for ball two. Five of the last seven batters now that have faced Ella Dudney have gotten a hit after she went a no-hitter, as this one hit hard down the left side, but in foul ground to even the count at 2-2. So this Clay County lineup, their bats are kind of waking up right here.
It's almost contagious. I mean, it really is. You know, just a little momentum, something going right here.
And she's a good quality pitcher.
Sure.
She can pitch. But now you look at their schedule, the games they played, probably the only one that they outclassed the pitcher was against Picky. Other than that, they've had a battle every night.
Oh, brought out the changeup when she needed it, and Kaylee Brown with the swinging strike for out number one. That's a good pitch right there, a smart pitch by Ella Dudney to get the first down of the inning.
We've seen Dudney do, you know, she's overpowered a couple of hitters. She's finessed them just like she did there, Doug. You talked about it after the first inning of seeing her in the circle. She just got all the tricks.
And every pitch she's got has movement.
It does.
And that's odd for a softball pitcher to have every pitch to move.
Smith pops this one up in the infield. The third baseman will come in. New third baseman comes in to make the catch as it bounced out of her glove, as that is Callie Webb that moved from left field to third base, but she'll catch the pop-up of Darcy Smith for out number two.
And Walker, who's come to the plate here, guys, kind of got this momentum started for Clay County. Got the first hit of the night, and she's back up.
Yeah, batting for back-to-back innings is Jade Walker, so that tells you this lineup is hitting better.
And like I said, an all-district player from last year, so she's a quality player right here.
That one misses away for ball one to Jade Walker. She singled, stole a base, was stranded at third base in her last at-bat. Change up again, swinging strike for strike one.
Nice change up she's got right there.
And you can't lay off of it. I mean, it's nearly impossible.
Yeah. She's got three levels, it seems like. She's got the fastball, then she's got the mid-speed pitch, and then she's got that one that's just a true slow pitch almost. 1-1 pitch.
And she throws those different pitches at different locations. She can spot that pitch very well.
And they look the same coming out of her hand.
Yep.
2-1 to Jade Walker. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss on the inside pitch to even the count at 2-2.
I'd expect that changeup again right here.
Yeah.
She's really used that a lot the last few innings.
She knows Clay County being very aggressive here and trying to use that against them. 2-2 pitch coming here with runners at second and third. Walker fouls it off to stay alive.
There it was. That changeup.
Yep.
Yeah, good job by Walker. Staying alive, you said.
And you sent her screw on the box a little right there. And so she's expecting that. That's the adjustment she's made.
Yeah, she's all the way up.
Yeah.
2-2 pitch. This one foul down the left side.
And that's what you do to attack that changeup. You got to get up here and get it before it does what it's going to do.
Yep.
And that's what she's made that adjustment, went to the front of the box, and she's battling on that.
Now you kind of got to probably sit dead red right here because after two of those, you think she's coming back with some heat here.
Well, your mindset's look for the fastball, foul that changeup off.
Yeah. 2-2 pitch. This one hit on the left side. Left fielder coming in, circling around out there, will make the catch. Wasn't exactly sure when she started in, but able to make the catches. They've got a new left fielder out there, as that was Gabby Romero making the play for Cookeville. Clay County gets a run. They strand a couple of runners. We're through six complete. It is Cookeville 9, Clay County 1.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
I did it again, folks. This game's not over. I played the post-game promo too quick. We're just in the top of the seventh inning. And welcome back to Clay County Lady Bulldog Softball being presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County trails Cookeville 1-9, headed into the seventh inning. Here's your Lady Dog recap brought to you by Westmoreland Management. Clay County still battling here. It was 6-0 headed into the top of the fifth, where they kind of gained some momentum. Got a 1-2-3 inning against Cookeville, set them down, 3-up, 3-down. Then the next inning, 2 hits for the Lady Dogs, Walker and Garrison both singling. No score for Clay County there. And then Cookeville in the top of the sixth added a couple more to make it 9-0. Clay County still battles, though. They get 2 hits in the inning. Reagan Cherry had an infield single to lead it off. Jen Thompson, a fielder's choice, to put Cherry on third in scoring position. And then Baylor Walden, an RBI single, to get Clay County on the board here in the bottom of the sixth. It's now 1-9 in favor of Cookeville. This Lady Dog recap's been brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Craig.
Kenzie Vinson going to pinch hit for Julie Martin to lead off this inning. Back to the top of the order for Cookeville. Everybody has played now for the Lady Cavaliers, and Walden's first pitch to Vinson going to miss for ball one. We'll have to kind of check them as they come to the plate, because I think they're trying to get everybody in that bad as well here in this inning. 1-0 pitch. That one misses high for ball two.
Walden bringing the heat right there. Took Garrison's mitt off.
Yeah.
We saw that the last broadcast we did. I mean, she gets stronger as she goes, really bears down at the end, and maybe throws her better, her faster balls at this point,
though. And I'm showing her to 135 pitches, and she's just getting stronger, you know.
3-0 count here to Vinson. That one misses high for ball four. So the walk given up by Walden. Is that her first walk?
Second
her,
of the night, I think. Oh, it was the third. Okay. I know she threw one earlier because we talked about it.
Yeah, she
talked about how rare it was.
Had a walk in the first, the second, and the second, and now the seventh. Call strike there. That's not Presley. That is number 18. That is Val Tagone hitting for Cookeville. Count 0-1 to Tagone. Swing and a miss there on a big cut to take the count to 0-2. Vinson at first base. Nobody out here at the top of the seventh. I don't think Clay County has changed anyone defensively that I can see. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. Gets away from Garrison. Vinson's going to advance down to second base. And
better be out because first base is occupied.
So she will complete the strikeout there for out number one. Now it will be Cadence York to bat for Clay County, hitting for Kleppen.
Yeah, you mentioned it. It's kind of cool out here, guys, on the spring night.
That one misses high and inside for ball one. York batting for the second time. She singled with an RBI, scored a run in the fourth inning. That one just misses for ball two to take the count 2-0 now to York. Playing right field now for the Lady Cavaliers. That one misses low and away for ball three. So 3-0 to York. Clay County, Halen Garrison, Emma Wicks, and Avery Davis due up. That one right down the middle for strike one in the bottom of this seventh inning. One away here in the top of the seventh. Vinson at second base for Cookeville. This one hit down the left side. That's going to get out of play to take the count full at 3-2.
No, we talked about it a lot. It really impressed with Walden right there, you know, trying to get the batter to chase early. Got down 3-0, back-to-back strikes right there. Just impressive to me. Of course,
very
I never could pitch.
Well, and that's what you do. You battle, try to get what you get, and don't you got to get it. And,
yeah.
And she never fails to come in there and just battle you.
Yeah.
Three-two pitch. This one hit in the gap to center field. Center fielder moving to her left. Can't make the leaping catch. It's down for a base hit. They'll round second base. Vinson will come in to score. They will hold York at third with a triple and an RBI and a run added to the Cookeville total as they lead it now 10-1 on a well-hit ball just to right center field.
Yeah, I had a play on it out there, just couldn't quite squeeze it as the Lady Cavs get the margin back to 9 here, Craig.
Hey, just a good effort to get to where she could try to make a play on that. That was a well-hit ball.
Yeah, that
she got to it.
When it left the bat, I thought it had a chance to go out, possibly.
And again, that cool weather.
Yeah, they're not carrying. Probably
helped that a little bit.
I agree. They're not necessarily carrying like they would, maybe.
One misses away for ball one. Now that is.
Yeah, Wick's normally in the outfield, guys, and we haven't seen her since, I don't know, midway through this one.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
Pitches ball two. That is Julie Martin out there on third base. How would they move her to a different spot?
I don't know.
That one fouled out of play for strike one. So she's
pinch running? I mean, can she come back pinch running?
How would you explain that?
Well, she's a starter.
She was.
She can re-enter, but she's still got to stay in the same batting slot.
That's what I thought.
Okay, well.
So they've got her in a different batting slot.
Here she comes
from where
she is
at.
Well,
so,
she scored.
Or did she pinch run? She may have.
That's
come
what
in.
I'm saying. That's about the only way she could get in, right?
No.
No?
As a starter, she can only play in that spot as far as batting order.
No.
She can play anywhere. But she'd have to be in the same batting slot.
Cookville scores another one, guys.
Well, now, I've been off in this, but I don't think I've ever missed by three.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one fouled back to take count full at 3-2.
Nobody's questioning it, so I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't have any idea.
Well, if you two don't, I know I have no clue.
Ooh, nice little pitch right there.
That was a K. Struck her out. Craig, you're like me. You don't like it when the stats don't add up, do you?
No. It may be. It may be that it's me that's messed up because I started at the wrong place. Yeah, it was me. That was Martin.
Okay.
Like he says, I've done this 40 years. I'm getting old.
I know the feeling. I know the feeling.
Nice strike out there by Walden, though, to retire the last batter.
So, yeah, Madison Lancaster led off, so she was the one that walked to score the run. We could try to fix it, but there's probably no need to try.
No need.
Nice pitch again.
So this is this one hit in the air, foul and out of play.
Number six.
Yeah, so now we're back where we need to be. So this is Cadence York batting for Cookeville. I apologize, folks. I just kind of messed up right there.
It happens.
That takes one hat you away from
it. We will. No more candy. You've had too much.
That's it.
Oh, man.
I knew that looked like Martin running. Then I looked at the number, but now it's 3-0. Let's reset here. It's the count 2-2 to Cadence York. Two out here in the seventh inning. Cookeville leading 11-1 for the Lady Cavaliers.
Seeing some discussion here about
there's discussion the count right there.
Mm. It's nice to have your resident official expert sitting beside you over here, you know?
It is. 2-2 is the count. That one misses high for ball three.
They paid big money for those things like in the NFL and stuff. They got the retired official, you know, in the booth back there. They call on there once in a while.
That's true.
We don't even have to ask him. He just lets him flow.
This one hit hard down the left side. That's going to be in foul ground, but Davis can't get to it over there in left field. Three-two pitch from Walden. That one's going to be low for ball four to York to get the walk. So Cadence York will walk, and that will be Kirkland Moores, the batter for Cookeville, as Moores will step in to hit.
Name sounds familiar. I think she had one earlier.
Here's one well hit to center field. Thompson moving to her left will make the catch for out number three. So the fly out to Thompson for out number three. Cookeville adds a couple of runs. We're through six and a half. It is Cookeville 11, Clay County 1.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
With Twin Lakes Futureproof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Welcome back to Clay County Lady Bulldog Softball, where Clay County trails 11-1 here in the bottom of the seventh inning to Cookeville. This live video and broadcast being presented by Clay Power Sports of Salina, Tennessee, below the bridge. Go check them out down there. Boats, mowers, all things recreation at Clay Power Sports. Got a pitcher's change, guys.
Yeah, pitching change. The designated hitter, Madison Lancaster, is now in the circle. The new catcher is Cadence York for Cookeville to face Haley Garrison. Garrison fouls that one off for strike one, as it will be Garrison, Emma Wicks, and Avery Davis due up in the inning for Clay County. But Madison Lancaster has moved from the designated player to the pitcher, and she's the Cumberland University commit. And you wonder, if this might not be the number one pitcher for Cookeville coming in to get this last inning of work.
Well, she's definitely, not trying to learn how to throw it, I guess is what I'm trying to say, Doug.
She's pretty nice.
She can sling it.
Yeah, she's quality out there for sure. She's got some good speed on it. It's moving.
Count 1-1. Garrison hits this one into center field. Center fielder coming in, makes the catch. Great running catch out there in center field. They've made some defensive changes, so let's see who that is. That's number seven, Julie Martin, still in center field, just roaming out there to make the play for Cookeville.
Again, guys, I know she didn't get on there either, but Haylen Garrison doing a really good job at the plate tonight for the Lady Dogs. She got a single, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
In that rally by the Lady Dogs earlier, and good contact all night long. That ball, center fielder playing.
That's Wicks back in batting now.
Okay. Center fielder playing tight, plus the speed. We talked about her speed all night long to get to that one, or it's down in most games.
Well, again, showing why she's a D1 signee, you know, just that athletic, good read on the ball, and made a heck of a play right there. That wasn't an easy play.
No. On the dead run, able to make the grab, but count 1-1 to Emma Wicks, as she'll step back in there for Clay County. 1-1 pitch. It's going to be a swing and a miss for strike two from Madison Lancaster, throwing some heat right there for the Lady Cavaliers.
Yeah, that may have been the fastest pitch we've seen tonight.
Yeah.
And, all three pitchers.
Just misses outside for ball two on another fastball from Lancaster. She's got to be 5'11", 6 feet. So when she releases, she's almost to the chalk there at the circle. So she's, what, 45, 46, 47 feet away from the batter when it comes out of her hand?
Well, softball, the rubber's 46 feet.
Yeah.
So she's roughly 40 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swinging strike there for
and you
out
see
two.
Where she's getting to the chalk. I mean, you see she's getting there. So that's a good stride, good long player.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the hand's almost out of the chalk when it comes out. Davis, is that a pinch hitter for Davis, or is that still Avery there?
That's
can't really tell.
23, maybe.
Is it
33? That's
Carr.
That's Carr
batting.
The senior Carr coming in here.
You'd have thought her sister would help us out.
You
would.
We're
like
trying to figure out who it is. Yeah. She's sitting right beside us and didn't tell us.
Didn't even help us.
The 0-1 pitch misses inside for ball one to even the count at 1-1 from Madison Lancaster.
Clay County down to the final out here, Craig.
Yep. Cookeville leading 11-1. Here in the bottom of the seventh. 1-1 pitch. Right down the middle for call, strike two. And she wants to throw the heat. It's got to be 60 or better on that pitch from Lancaster.
Yeah, she's getting it up there.
One, two pitch. Swinging strike for strike three. To end the ball game as Cookeville will win it by a final score of 11-1 over Clay County as the Lady Cavaliers get the win here at Clay County High School.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
a detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of Lady Bulldogs game, the announcement of the TDS top performer, and much more on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Welcome to the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County losers tonight by a score of 11-1, I think. Clay County, I didn't even write this down. Clay County falls to 3-5 on the season, I think, guys. And, of course, Cookeville improving to 8-2 on the year. But a pretty good ball game. We'll now do the Lady Dog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. You know, this one was scoreless for the first couple innings, and then we saw in the top of the third, Cookeville kind of go to work. They scored four in the top of the third. Kylie Klepper had an RBI single, and then two runs came in on a fielder's choice and maybe a throwing error there. And then Layla Turner had a triple, also an error in outfield, led to the 4-0 score. So Clay County battled early. I thought it was a nice, even game to start, Doug. They did allow the four runs, but they never quit in this one. It was the top of the fourth before Cookeville went up 6-0. And then we saw in the fifth inning, that's kind of when Clay County settled in. They didn't really cut into the lead any, but they settled in and started playing pretty well. It started as Garrison threw down and stopped a stolen base. How do you even say that? That's bad. The put out.
Got caught stealing
for the out. Garrison with the great throw. It was a 1-2-3 inning for Cookeville, the first of the game, Craig. I remember you saying that. The throw out and two strikeouts from Walden, and that kind of got it started, I thought.
Yeah. Well, you said a little momentum change right there.
Yeah.
You know, a little confidence. Well, they had confidence online, but it changed a little right there.
It did.
And to get a put out from the catcher on a team like this, and that was speed on the bases.
Yeah.
You know, everything's got to work perfect right there, and it did. You know, the throw was good. The tag was good. Just all-around solid play right there.
Well, you know, until the fifth inning, they had a no-hitter working as
they
had pitched that no-hitter with Dudney. But there in that stretch starting the fifth and going into the sixth, 5 out of 7 batters got hits against Ella Dudney. So that was a stretch right there where they really hit the ball very well. She was able to get out of it with only giving up 1 run, but still with 5 of 7 batters getting hits, I know that Coach Jordan Webb's going to go back, and they're going to do a lot of work on that just because of those two innings.
Yeah, the defense, the 3-up, 3-down inning led to Jake Walker, the junior, getting the single, backed up by Garrison, Halen Garrison, the freshman, getting the single. 2 hits, but runners stranded for Clay County. Then they held them, actually, the Cookeville in the top of the 6 after that, added a couple more runs, but it was the bottom of the 6 for Clay County. We saw Reagan Cherry come to bat, get an infield single, get a runner on base, and then Jenna Thompson making good contact, the fielder's choice to put Cherry on third, and then Walden coming up with an RBI single to score Clay County's only run. And it was 1-9 at that point. But you just saw this team, we talked about it throughout. They never quit. They play just like it's an even ball game, no matter what the score is, even against a team like this, Doug.
Yeah, and what you've seen, too, is what you really got to love with a young team. They've seen the pitcher a couple of times, made those adjustments. That you can't teach that. That's just, you know, getting mentally in the game and ready. This team is really good at that, and that's impressive to have mostly freshmen and sophomores. That's impressive.
And, you know, I think something you said very early on is they took Gordonsville to 7 innings, one of only 2 teams to do that. I think people will look at this score and they'll see 11-1. They'll think, well, Cookeville won it in 5 or whatever. Right. But it took them seven innings.
Yep.
To get this 11-1 win over Clay County. Clay County took them the distance, and that's saying a lot for a single A to take this 4A team with 4 college commitments on it to the 7th inning and still be in the game there. They're still be battling there at the end to try to get back in the game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, credit Cookeville, too, guys. This is one of the best softball teams we're going to see personally against Clay County. Pleasure to watch. Doug, you talked about it. You know more about the game than I do. But just every aspect of the game, they're coached well and they execute well.
Well, you coaching plays a big part in how they play, all right? Then they got to execute it. You can tell these girls know what to do, both sides. They're well coached. They do what they're supposed to do. The mistakes Clay County made tonight was pressure put on them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That speed, you have to change your game a little. And when they sped us up, we made a few little errors right there, which you're going to do that against good teams with speed. But on the other hand, when we got our speed on, we done the same thing to them.
Yeah.
So that's pretty impressive for both teams.
And what that does, though, that shows you that maybe if I'm making a throw, I need to take that extra little high step to get my body set the way it needs to be, get more into the throw. And that you just, like Coach Daly was talking before the game, you grow from that. You get better by playing good teams, and you don't get better by playing somebody you're going to be 18-0.
And that was one of the things he commented before. He said, we've got this schedule on purpose to get us prepared for the Gordonville, who we've got to battle with to get where we got to go. And that's why you do it. You schedule the tough ones and you battle. You know, if your team's not battling against those, they're not helping you much.
Exactly.
Right.
Our team battles. And that Coach Daly, he's going to tell you that. He's proud of that aspect of it, and that's what you want. Because when that district play starts, you're going to see no tougher than you already played. You know, so it'll show benefit.
And there's no doubt. And that's what Clay County did here tonight against a top-notch Cookeville Lady Cavalier team, who wins 11-1 over the Lady Dogs. That Lady Dog wrap-ups was brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermitage Springs. Visit EcoPanelsTN.com to find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Guys, it's time to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's games. We had a discussion about it. Several players that could have been chosen here tonight, but we settled in on the freshman, Halen Garrison. She kind of got that momentum started for Clay County with that big play, that big throw to get out. One of the fastest runners she'll see throughout the season. Of course, Cherry on the other end with a great tag. And you just saw this Clay County Bulldog team kind of, hey, say, hey, we can do something here. It resulted in a 1-2-3 inning for Clay County, and that's when the hit streak started in the next 2 innings. Garrison also with a single, I think, and you probably may have some other stats for her, but we talked about it throughout the broadcast. She made contact at every at bat.
Yeah.
She was 1-for-3 on the night. So right at the top for Clay County Baddies here tonight, guys, and she's just a freshman.
And just an excellent job behind the plate all around, not just
that
throw. She had some tough pitches she had to block down, and she done that very well. That's if your catcher's working, it makes it a lot easier. And Halen really does a good job working, and she's got to. Now, Baylor brings that thing.
Yeah.
You've got to be ready to go, and she is. So really good job from her.
Yeah, I thought she stole a base. You know, that's something you think about a catcher. You don't think that they've got speed on the base pass. She showed that tonight, that she can steal bases, and she was just a threat out there all the time. Hit that deep fly ball to center field that they might have to make a great play on to avoid getting a second hit, is that running catch by Martin out there in the center field. And I thought she just had a great game. There were several others that we talked about could have been named, but she just kind of stood out in my mind as the player of the game tonight.
Yeah, and she's just kind of – as was Darcy Smith in her last softball broadcast, the epitome of what this team brings. Youth, guys, freshmen and sophomores, they got, you know, 7, 8, 9 of them playing in this, but they don't play like it. Halen Garrison doesn't walk to the plate like a freshman.
No.
She walks up there with constant confidence, like they all do. Don't get me wrong, they all do that.
Yeah.
But Garrison walked up there tonight and said, I don't care who you are, I don't care if you're Cookwell, I don't care if you're 4A, I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
I'm going to battle with you, and I'm going to hit you. And she did.
She did. That's right, 100%. And you said from our lineup tonight, they were just out there battling it, you know. It's like they took something personal against this bunch, you know.
And
that's what you like. That's the attitude you want to see, and they do that well.
Yeah. It's a fun group to watch.
Yeah,
It really is. I mean, I know you think, well, they got beat 11-1. But listen, I've had fun here tonight watching what most would consider a blowout.
Yeah.
And that's because of this Clay County Lady Bulldog team. That's because of Coach Daly, Coach Walden, and what they've got these girls doing.
Yeah.
Well, and if anybody's not seeing them live.
Right. You need
to. Watch them on film, don't do them justice.
No.
And we're great you're watching and all that. If you get a chance, come watch these girls live. You'll be proud you come see them. This is an excellent bunch of young ladies, and they're fun to watch. They're fun to watch.
They are. Halen Garrison, really fun to watch tonight. She is tonight's top performer, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Guys, final thoughts on tonight?
I think it's a growing experience. I think that just continues the growth of this softball team. You iron sharpens iron, as I've said before, and you go out and play good teams, and that makes you better. And that's exactly what they're trying to do, and that's exactly what they're doing. Now they get a little time off. They get to take a little rest. They come back Red Boyne Springs. Huge game coming up for them against Red Boyne Springs coming off spring break. So I'm just looking forward to what we get to see with them. We'll get to see them 3 more times, and I'm looking forward to it.
And, you know, when you come off spring break, you're close to tournament time.
You are.
Yeah. You start getting serious then. And like I said, they open up right off break, week off, and they're right with Red Bull and Springs. It's a quality team. We got a walk off to get the win on them. So it's time now, and we like what we see. I know Coach Daly likes what he sees to get prepared for that. So it's just a fun time to be in sports now. Just
no doubt. We're going to take a little break from it, as they are. No games next week, guys, during spring break here for Clay County Schools. You got a thought there, Craig?
You think maybe in a week and a half it'll be a little warmer? It got cold.
I hope so. My hands are cold. I wish I had a pair of gloves. Doug's sitting over here in shorts, because he always wears them, Craig. He's tougher than we ever thought about
being.
But, yeah, you're right. It's cool.
It got cold.
It did. Our next broadcast is after spring break. It'll be a baseball broadcast. We'll be here on Monday night, April the 8th. Gordonsville coming to town. It's Clay County, Gordonsville. It doesn't matter what sport it is, but baseball for sure. What a rivalry that's been all the way through football, basketball, everything, Doug, and it's no different here in baseball.
Well, it is. It's, you know, our district, period. When you play each other, it seriously means something. But to give you a weather update, the forecast is going to be 74 that day.
All right.
Now, so just to let y'all know, I won't have to wear a jacket that day.
Right. We might be able to wear shorts.
Maybe so. Hallelujah is all I can say. I'll try to do better, too. I'll try not to make those mistakes.
Oh, I'm not even going to say that because I make them all the time, Craig. But great night here. Enjoyed the broadcast. Lady Dogs laid it on the line, played a real tough game. They did fall to Class 4A Cookeville by a score of 11-1. Again, our next broadcast won't be for another week. Spring break next week, so Monday, April the 8th, baseball, the Dogs versus the Tigers of Gordonsville. Guys, we're going to sign off here for Doug Strong, Craig Cantrell. I'm Thomas Weaver, wishing you all a good night.